The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Here we go!
I'm glad you're here.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
What day is this?
It feels like Friday.
Today is Friday.
It is Friday. Yay!
It's called Pokemon Go, brand new game that released last night.
Get out the house, find a Pokemon.
Look, guys, that's me.
No.
That's me. I created my avatar last night. What's going on? Wait, what is this? Steven. Oh, what? A wild Mankey is in studio. Dexter, it's right by you.
Thank you, Dex.
Oh, did I get it? Nope, I didn't get it.
Good.
Hold on. Got him.
Steve, what's the rule?
No video games in studio, but okay, hold on.
So we're going to catch this Charmander right now.
And then there's this Pokemon Go I just saw, and it's on your phone, okay? And I actually like that. I like that part because when your friends come over, they're going to have phones, and you have a phone, so you'll be able to play on your phone, and you'll be able to fight each other, and you will be able to trade Pokemon on your phone.
I want to remind you, I just caught a Mankey on your back. There was a Mankey on your back. It actually showed up. On you.
Get off of my back!
Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
It's show time.
Good morning, all you Pokemon fans out there.
Yeah. Pokies.
Been doing a little research on the Pokemon Go.
Poking the Mon.
I think I might have to download this app.
Yeah. Don't do this. You're welcome.
I haven't done it yet, but
Sadly, yesterday, Pokemon Go turned into Pokemon No for a friend of ours.
Yes. Oh, what happened?
She wasn't paying attention in the real world, walking around trying to catch a Pokemon and crushed a frog.
No way.
Shout out to our girl, Christy, in Mississippi.
Good grief.
This
Pokemon
is the thing.
No!
Here's my question, Steve-O.
Yeah.
I think this is a bad game.
What? No. This is a fantastic game.
Here's what's going to happen. If you don't know what Pokemon Go is, it's this new app that just came out.
Oh, it's more than that, my friend. It's an augmented reality game developed by Niantic for iOS and Android devices.
It's like a treasure hunt for Pokemon.
In the real world. To capture, battle, train, and trade virtual Pokemon who appear throughout real life.
Well, here's, you know what? Let Francis tell you. Wrong button. Hold on. Wrong button. Gosh,
no.
Hold on.
Francis
needs to tell you guys.
Too many things.
I know, too many things.
So many
here.
Things.
Hold on, wrong button again. Oh, geez. Here we go.
The problem I have with the game is how you get the Pokemon. You got to take your phone out into the world. You got to go out into the world with your phone. You got to take your phone outside, and you got to leave the house. You can't play the game set in your house. You gotta go out into the world to find a Pokemon. You gotta leave the house, okay?
You gotta leave the house.
You gotta leave.
You gotta go on adventures. Wherever you go, these Pokemon characters show up randomly. So what happens if you're driving down the road and all of a sudden you see a Pokemon character that you need, but you have to break into someone's house to get it?
Yep.
That's where I'm going with this.
You gotta break in the house.
We're going to see a lot of these stories popping up
in
the news.
Oh, dude, I've got stories on stories today, including one from Mashable about how Pokemon Go affects the battery life of your phone.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, so we got a lot, because I'm telling you, it was one of the fastest downloaded apps on the planet.
Yeah.
I only have like 4 Pokemon, which, by the way, I'm going to have to see if there's any.
You've
on the
caught
way to,
4?
Let's see.
Is it hard to catch them?
Well, I mean, you got to catch them all.
But is it difficult to do that?
Well, you had that Mankey on your back yesterday in studio, and I was able to catch them on my second attempt.
Does it get harder as you go?
I'm sure.
Because you haven't caught very many, so do they just randomly appear really close to you? So, oh, there's one!
No, look, this one's 3-step thingies away. So I don't know how close that is, but I could set him as my detector, and if
you
we start walking around, I could try and find him.
Wow.
Man. He's pseudo close. They use actual landmarks in real life. So if you have no idea what we're talking about, Pokemon Go, brand new app. And yes, it uses your location. It uses your photos. It uses everything. It uses your camera. So it's taking quite a bit. I was at 100% battery. We'll see how well we do it. I'll just walk around studio during breaks
and
stuff.
Go find that one.
No,
Just go ahead.
No.
How am I supposed to catch them all?
Right.
I don't even barely leave the house. How am I going to travel the world to catch Pokemon, okay?
Francis.
Oh, Pokemon
Francis
Go.
Is a little overweight, and he doesn't really leave the couch very often.
He doesn't want to.
I had a few friends yesterday frustrated because the servers crashed on the first day.
You know what? I can relate to that because when I was playing Destiny a lot and the servers would crash, I'd freak out at home. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
What do you mean they crashed?
What am I do now?
They need to fix this problem.
There are a few problems yesterday. It launched. I'm telling you. I will have an in-depth analysis.
You're turning me into some kind of crazy person having to leave the house or come up with some crazy plan. Some crazy plan to get Pokemon. Like, what am I going to have to do? Am I going to trick people? Oh, you're going to have to trick people to get a Pokemon? Or you'd rather I beat them up?
Yeah, I have a feeling this is probably not going to turn out very well for a lot of people. Because they're going to walk up to a random stranger that has, you know, Pokemon on their back. And the next thing you know, the person turns around and sees you filming them. But you're actually not. You're just trying to catch this Pokemon.
And then maybe you get a cool date out of it.
Well, yeah, maybe.
You never know.
Hey, you could turn into a good thing, I guess. But I don't know. I can't see it happening very often.
It's going to be awesome.
Maybe I'll give it a go. I don't know.
A Pokemon Go?
Yeah, maybe I will. Gotta catch them all.
Yeah. There may or may not be stories already of one man who caught a Pidgey on Pokemon Go while his wife was giving birth. I'm just saying I've got stories on stories about launch of Pokemon Go yesterday.
Flood in.
I'm not joking. I've got stories on stories. Well,
you gotta share some of them this morning.
Pokemon was like an international sensation 20 years ago. So
maybe
nostalgia is, you know.
After the show, we'll Facebook Live you going around and trying to catch these Pokemon characters. Fail!
I've got a story coming up on how Pokemon Go is actually getting a lot of people to church.
Oh, snap.
What? Pow. You can't have Christian demons.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about this. Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Big show this morning, Starmy. Welcome. 585 Live, you can text us. It's our live line number. You can call us at 338-3700. This morning, we're announcing the staycation winner. So we were out at Isotope Stadium just this past Saturday, and we were asking you guys to tag us with a selfie at Isotope Stadium at Freedom Celebration. Once you did that, you'd be entered into a chance to win the staycation. We're going to hook someone up this morning.
Yes.
Hopefully they're listening.
Yes.
We're not going to tell you what time we're going to do that. It could be any moment. I just might do it right now. I'll do it right now.
No, not right now.
We'll talk more on the UFC 200 drama because they have a new match.
New main event.
So is this going to be the main event?
That's a good question, actually.
It's a good question.
Because this isn't a championship fight.
No, it's not.
I wonder if it will be the main
event.
That's a really good question.
Non-title light heavyweight fight. Oh, he's fighting at light heavyweight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So Daniel Cormier. He's fighting Anderson Silva now. Because John Jones, he got popped for doping, which doesn't mean what you think. If you know, you don't follow fighting, that doesn't mean he was on cocaine or any sort of drug that you would think. It could be something in like a health shake.
Yeah.
Something to enhance your performance. Close to being a steroid. It doesn't even have to be considered a steroid. There's just stuff that's close to being a steroid. Stuff that we could buy. And it'd be totally legal. But these athletes aren't allowed to use. Because there's definitely things you can go down and buy at the supplement store that can they make you swell up pretty quick.
Yes.
I took some.
You did?
A few years back.
Did you get swelped?
Yeah. I got really strong really fast.
Dang, man.
But then I got really angry really fast.
Oh, no. You took steroids.
Why
did you do that?
Well, it was legal.
Stop it. I promise it was legal.
I didn't know.
Here's the only problem, man. Anderson Silva hasn't fought since he lost to Bisping in February. He was scheduled to fight Uriah Hall at UFC 198 in May, but he was forced to pull out and had emergency surgery to remove his gallbladder later in the week, right?
What are you talking about?
Anderson Silva. Anderson. Here was what he said last night in preparation for, you know, Saturday. I haven't trained in a few months, but I think I'm in good condition to go and put on a good fight.
So he's... He hasn't trained in a few months, and he's fighting tomorrow.
He's fighting the champ.
We got a bad idea happening right in front of us.
Here's the thing with Anderson Silva, though. This is a guy that was like Jon Jones. Nobody could beat him. He was unstoppable. I mean, he made people look ridiculous in the cage. He was so good. But then, I don't know, past a year and a half, 2 years, he kind of hit
a wall.
So he just kind of.
Yeah.
Stop performing at that level.
They have absolutely changed the main event.
Okay.
Not what you're thinking, though.
Okay.
Additionally, last night, Dana White confirmed the main event will be Miesha Tate and Amanda Nunes.
Are you kidding?
Main event. I follow Miesha on Instagram.
I love you, Miesha.
I like that. That's pretty cool.
I love you, Miesha Tate.
Because
that was I'm a huge fan. I'm not going to lie. I'm a huge Miesha Tate
fan. I love that decision because I'm not a big fan of just throwing Brock Lesnar into the main event.
So Miesha Tate and Amanda Nunes has been elevated to the UFC main event. He also said that after further consideration, you know, they thought Tate deserved the headlining role. Now the heavyweight fight between Brock and Mark Hunt will serve as the co-main event, co-headliner.
I think that's pretty legit.
I do too. Yeah, Miesha Tate. She is amazing.
Yeah, she's
I'm a huge fan. I really, really, really want Ronda Rousey to come back so that Miesha can prove for herself.
Yeah, seriously. John Jones, he had a press conference yesterday, and
Oh, it was so sad,
dude. You guys, if you haven't watched it yet.
Don't. Oh, it'll break your heart.
I haven't seen anything about it, so I'd like to.
Because, you know, he gets popped June 6th for doping, and you're thinking, nah, not again. But this is him at the press conference. This is a clip where one of the reporters asked, you know, well, how are you dealing with this, and what's your plan for the future?
You know, I try to believe that, you know, at the end of the day, God has a plan for me. He has a plan for us all. And so I'm just trying to stay optimistic. I feel like I've put in a lot of work to get back to this point. I feel like I have to reclimb a ladder.
Yeah, he broke down,
dude.
At one point, he left the press conference, and then he came back, and then they asked him if he had the opportunity to reach out to Cormier yet.
I haven't had the opportunity to talk to him. You know, I just want to tell them I'm sorry. That's really it. I know this fight meant a lot to him.
Dude.
Dang.
That's sad.
If you're a UFC fan, obviously you know how much this fight meant. UFC 200, of course, this Saturday, biggest event in the company's history. And they were filming like a reality TV show. And happened to catch the moment Dana White had to tell DC that Jon Jones got popped for, you know.
Yeah, it's called UFC Embedded.
Oh, and gosh.
Look it up. It was...
It broke my heart even more because Daniel Cormier has trained and worked so hard to get where he's at. And it was one of those moments where I was like, man, I feel for that guy.
But at the press conference when Cormier was being interviewed... He was very humble.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything bad about Jon Jones.
Nothing negative. Because at the end of the day, it's a promotion. You have a job. Your job is to sell a fight. And I think a lot of it is put on as far as like...
The trash talking,
the animosity. Yeah. Because I actually... I I like Daniel Cormier. I really like DC. It was such a bummer because the fight was going into it. It seemed like it was going to be a really big fight, man. Mm-hmm. But there are bigger things than fighting, you know, bigger things than sports. And John Jones needs prayer, man, because mm-hmm. I immediately think of Psalm 1, because Psalm 1 talks at length about who you surround yourself with. And Psalm 1 says, "Blessed is man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seats of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." And then it goes on to talk about the importance of why we need to surround ourselves with good counsel, if you will. Because it says he's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And all that he does, he prospers. But the wicked are not so. They're like chaff that the wind drives away. Hmm. We've heard from many different sources, if you will. You know, John Jones may have taken some supplement, something that he wasn't even aware of, because in his camp, somebody could have given him something.
So easy to
and
do.
And the people that he surrounds himself with in his camp may not necessarily be on the level. Because you saw a broken man at a press conference yesterday,
who had no idea
weeping.
Why. Yeah.
And his career, I mean, he's still young, so maybe not his career is over, but if this is real, he is now sidelined for 2 years, and he said he will fight and work his way back to being a fighter again. But you've got to think, man, about the company you keep, who you surround yourself with, because in this instance, it may very well be that he did everything right, everything he could for this opportunity, because he had already had this terrible reputation, if you will. He already had to kind of prove himself as a human because of all of the junk that we've seen here in Albuquerque with his past and with his arrests and different things. And it seemed like a different man. Dana White himself said it. Man, this seemed like a different John Jones. Working, 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 and this happens. And it may very well have been that he was not wrong. It was just no knowledge of the wrongdoing of somebody in his camp.
Yeah.
Which is so unfortunate.
Yeah.
Oh, it breaks your heart, man, because you saw a broken dude at a press conference yesterday. At one point, he had to get up and walk out of the press conference and compose himself and come back. And he's like asking for tissues as he's like bawling, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it was heartbreaking.
Yeah, like you said, it's like he got kicked to the bottom and now he has to climb back up this long ladder. And I'm sure a lot of you out there can probably relate to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you're stuck in a situation where you know, you have an addiction and you just feel like you're stuck in this hole, this pit. Yeah. And once you climb a little bit and you feel like you're making some good strides, and then bam, you get knocked down again. But like Steve-O said, you gotta look around you and you have to figure out. Well,
there's a common denominator.
Is there people around me that are actually helping me, or are they the ones that are kicking me down all the times? So you have to make those tough decisions.
Yeah, it's crazy, man, but you'll never go it alone, because we have some incredible promises in Scripture. And you're not alone if you are dealing with something like that, because I think we've all been there, where we fought to get to a certain place and then find ourselves right back into the sin that we thought we were done with. And I'm telling you, man, like, you're never too far gone. So, breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. Mm. Okay.
What?
Love you, man.
This is confusing. Because
I love you. I love you too, buddy.
Guys, did I say we have a big show today? Because we got a huge show today.
Do we have a big show today?
Giant show today. Of course, we have a huge celebrity calling in this morning. What's up?
Come on, everybody.
Dance Party USA.
Wait, is this Shannon?
Oh, you know it is. That's right. Oh, yeah.
Do I know it is because I booked this dude?
That's right. This is her 1983 smash, Let the Music Play.
Yeah.
It was one of Billboard's top 25 best dance songs of all time.
Nice. Of all time, guys.
Why are we interviewing her? Like, what is she doing?
She is promoting the release of her new song, I Got a Purpose.
Oh, cool.
I Got a Purpose.
She's considered the queen of freestyle, yo.
Yeah.
Oh man, we're interviewing right. Shannon today, guys. It's gonna be awesome.
Shannon, about 7:20 this morning, will be on the show.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk a little bit about yesterday and the situation that went down in Dallas.
Wow.
If you haven't heard yet, this is nuts.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Some snipers killed 5 cops, wounded a bunch of people. They were after the cops. So we'll update you on that in a little bit. What else we got? Oh, slow motion theater this morning.
Oh, Friday. Got to
write that one down.
Friday.
Friday. Yeah, excited.
I think it's a pretty good one this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, I found some good ones to slow-mo.
Slow-mo.
Mm-hmm. 35 years ago on this day, July 8th in 1881. Druggist Edward Berner of Two Rivers, Wisconsin, invented the ice cream sundae. The customer asked him to top a dish of ice cream with chocolate sauce. Everybody was, oh, what? The sauce, previously only used for flavored sodas, which were illegal to serve on Sundays. So Bernie sold his ice cream concoction on the Sabbath and called it a sundae.
Ooh, a sundae.
I had no idea.
I didn't either.
Then 127 years ago, in 1889, the last bare-knuckle world heavyweight boxing championship was fought. Let's do it right now.
Nope.
Bare knuckles.
Ow.
Bare knuckles.
Ow.
Not happening.
Hands. I think I would break my hands if I got into a fight so quick. They're just so little.
You have glorious hands.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
And how old is Jaden Smith? He is Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith's little boy.
20.
Oh, man. I was going to say 17.
18.
Oh. Okay.
Turning 18. He's an adult now. Just wearing them dresses.
Just wearing those dresses.
Yeah. Beck.
Oh, Beck.
One of my favorite artists. Beck.
I'm going to say 50.
46.
46.
Nice.
Oh, Kevin Bacon.
60.
53.
58. Ah! Kevin, you're getting up there, man.
Still bringing home the bacon.
We're looking at 14 days until Star Trek Beyond.
When is the 4th of July?
Dude.
It's going to be 300.
I feel like it's...
We got to talk a little bit about something that is going down in Star Trek Beyond. George Takei talked about this yesterday evening. Yeah, interesting development in the Star Trek universe.
Mm-hmm. Are we surprised, though?
Nah. Well...
You might be surprised at George Takei's reaction.
You might be very surprised, yes.
We're looking at 196 days left to hope and change. Just to let you know. You're keeping track.
Where did that come from?
196 days left.
Well...
See what happens.
Got to happen sometime.
Yeah, still
see
waiting on
what
it.
Happens.
Still.
Here we go. All right, come on, man. Let's get this going. Let's get this dance party going. Come on, the dance party right here in
she's
the morning.
She's
the
queen of freestyle,
studio.
Y'all.
Uh-huh.
And she joins us on the morning invasion.
Are you saying she freestyled this song?
I don't know, but according to her Wikipedia, she is best known as the queen of freestyle. Shannon.
Let the music play, man. Whiskey Tangos this morning. Guy saw some kids using a truck as a pool, and he did something pretty cool for them. I think it's a great life hack. I never thought about that, using the back of a pickup truck as a swimming pool.
Wow.
If you're a child, that is what you do.
Yeah.
You put some lining in the back, and then you just fill it up with the hose. Boom. Instant pool. Life hack.
There you go.
Well, this guy saw it and thought, you know what? I'm going to do something cool for these kids. We'll talk about it on the way.
Nice.
Teo's got some headlines. We'll check the roads out there. It's Friday, Starmy. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
And we're back.
We are back.
What's going on in the news today?
FBI Director James Comey reiterating to members of Congress he found no evidence Hillary Clinton lied to the FBI. And he wanted to make one thing clear.
The decision was made and the recommendation was made the way you would want it to be.
Two meetings for the likely GOP presidential nominee in Washington. One with House members, a second with senators.
Trump fielded questions from lawmakers. Many have yet to embrace Trump, claiming the presumptive GOP nominee is not conservative or uses hateful language.
Ride-hailing service Uber says it struck a deal with the city of Philadelphia to operate legally during this month's Democratic National Convention and through the summer.
Bill Cosby's attorneys wanted a chance to cross-examine his sex assault accuser before going to trial, in essence asking for another preliminary hearing. The judge in the case in Norristown, Pennsylvania, said no.
In the wake of two fatal police shootings this week involving black men, President Obama issued a statement saying, "We've seen tragedies far too many times.
We should be able to step back, reflect, and ask ourselves, what can we do better so that everybody feels as if they're equal under the law?"
The hacking attack against hamburger chain Wendy's was more extensive than initially revealed. The fast food company says hackers were able to steal customer credit card and debit card information at more than 1,000 of its U.S. restaurants.
It is 6:36. Good morning.
Morning. Oh, we haven't done the weather today yet. This weekend's going to be a little different, my friends.
In a good way or a bad way?
Oh. High today of 99 degrees as we make our way into the heat of doom.
Wow.
Yeah, this whole weekend going to be above 100.
Man, keep it 100, ABQ.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to.
Traffic.
Nothing to report right now. You guys be careful out there. So look at traffic.
Traffic.
585 Live. You can text the show. We got Shannon on the show this morning.
She just wants to let the music play.
That's true.
She reminds me of Roller Kink.
Yeah.
Reminds me of elementary school and Roller Kink.
We're going to talk Pokemon Go this morning.
Oh, man.
Yes, we are.
Guys. I already got one convert.
Yeah, I may or may not have downloaded. The
you, he totally did, everyone.
Dex, Dex. I mean, it's called a Pokédex. Am I right?
Dex.
That's how you fill it up,
hey,
buddy.
The rule.
Yeah.
No video games during the show.
Ooh,
right. Right, I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe this is happening. During the break, I ran outside because I had to try and catch a Pokemon. What's very interesting is I'm kind of running low on Pokeballs and I need a refill. And the closest Pokestop is Calvary.
Yeah!
So during the break, I'll be running over to the main sanctuary.
What's so funny is, so Steve-O leaves the studio to try to find this Pokeball.
Right.
He comes back into the studio and he's talking to us and all of a sudden he goes, "Oh! It's right here." And he's sitting there in the studio just, oh, and he's trying to get it. And he finally captured it.
Yeah.
And then Dex said, "I'm done with this right now.
This looks awesome."
It is awesome.
So we're going to talk about, because there's a lot of stories out there about this new app. And people are, they're getting in a lot of trouble with this app because they're not paying attention. Because the first thing on this app, when I downloaded it, it said, warning.
Warning.
Attention.
Attention.
Be careful.
Yeah.
You need to be aware of your surroundings.
Yep. That's good. I'm glad the app said that.
But nobody pays attention.
That's
to
how
that
they get out of stuff.
Because people, they take it next level with these things. Yeah, before you know it, like one of, what was the story you just read a little bit ago that, you know, people are walking into places that they shouldn't be walking into.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and we're definitely going to talk about this because I'm not even being funny. I'm looking at these, Pokestops, and the closest Pokestop, seriously, on this app is Calvary Chapel. That's what it's called. Calvary Chapel, which is actually just Calvary Albuquerque, which is where we happen to work, buddy. I work at a Pokestop, and I'm going to catch them all. Pokestop.
Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty.
No, that says
that. I don't know if I want to know.
I have taken the Pokemon rap and I have reversed it.
Oh my gosh!
So we're gonna listen for satanic messages,
Missy,
aren't we?
Missy Elliott did it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. There may or may not be some subliminal messages in there.
Okay. That's terrifying.
Definitely gonna talk about that.
Oh, that's terrifying over there, dicks.
Let's see. Coming up this morning, Slow Motion Theater. We're gonna announce the staycation winner.
Yeah, we are.
We're gonna talk about some other good things too. Yeah, it's just gonna be a jam-packed show for you guys. Good show.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, Zeus, bro.
The biggest news in the world right now, or I guess in the country at least, snipers killed 5 cops at a protest in Dallas against police shootings. Snipers shot and killed 5 police officers last night in Dallas, and it happened at a protest against police shootings. Started out as a peaceful march, about 2 recent police shootings where black men were killed by white cops. Philando Castile was shot and killed in his car in Minnesota on Wednesday, and Alton Sterling was shot in a parking lot in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Tuesday. Both were caught on video. But when over 20 shots rang out at the rally in Dallas yesterday, it was obvious someone was shooting at the police. Wow. And 2 of the shooters were using rifles from elevated positions. So it was an ambush, and they were heavily armed. 5 officers were killed, 6 more were wounded. 5 were wounded during the initial shooting, and 1 more was hit while they were after the suspects. 1 civilian was wounded as well.
Gosh.
By the 1 a.m. Eastern time, by 1 a.m. Eastern time, the police had 3 suspects in custody, and over 100 police officers had exchanged gunfire for 45 minutes with a 4th who was cornered in a parking garage.
Wow.
And who said he'd planted bombs around Dallas. So the police started negotiations to end the standoff. Obviously, a lot more details and changing information will keep coming in because it's still developing. They got the guy, though, right? Are the suspects all?
Did they say three? I think they. You just read 3. There's 3 in custody.
They said they were up to 6. That's what I read.
Wow.
They weren't satisfied.
So
this was a planned attack.
Yeah.
On the police.
They said it was
in
very
Dallas.
Planned.
Over these shootings that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
These back to back shootings.
Violence.
Minneapolis and what was the other one? Louisiana?
This is the deadliest day for police officers since September 11th.
Wow. Oh, man.
It just doesn't make sense. I mean, the senseless violence, right?
Yeah, senseless.
So I guess, you know, trying to make sense of something that is definitely a senseless act is foolishness. But
there's a Facebook video that's making the rounds. I don't know if you guys saw it yet, but there. I don't know if this guy's a police officer, but he definitely knows his things about guns.
Mm-hmm.
And when the video broke of the guy in Louisiana in the car. Or was it Minneapolis, the guy in the car?
The guy in the car was in Minneapolis.
Yeah, that was
so when that video broke, you know, even us, we were sitting there going, why would this cop shoot him?
Yeah.
But this guy in the video, he broke it down and brought up a lot of things that I don't think we think about when you're a cop.
Yeah.
And if someone's reaching into their pocket to pull out their wallet, there's guns that are pretty small, and he could have just reached into his pocket and went like this, boom, boom, without even pulling the gun out. He shoots through his pants.
Yeah.
He brought up all these different points, and I was sitting there going, okay, I understand that. I get it. But at the same time, come on.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, yesterday we were talking about the first 2 shootings, and I can't believe I just had to say that the first 2 shootings, and we had an officer chime in, you know, on the live line saying, "Hey, can you guys just move on? You know, there's enough crap in the media, and you know, we have a bad enough public image." But off the air, we had a nice conversation with the officer because we believe it's important to talk about these things because conversation should happen, not what we see in Dallas, because obviously people get riled up and without having an intellectual conversation about a situation, it just begets more violence. Yeah. I mean, this is what we're seeing, and it's unreal to wake up to that news again today. Dallas, yeah. man. Mm-hmm. We need to be praying for our nation. It's yeah. crazy.
Pray for those families of the officers. I was reading here in this article, one of the officers killed was actually just a DART. And it's Dallas Area Rapid Transit. So not even like a, you know, it just shows the senselessness of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unreal, man. Yeah, be praying, man. In Dallas, our boy Stevie Smotherman, his dad, you know, head pastor here at Legacy Church here in Albuquerque, he went and started a new church out there. And so he was asking for prayer for his community, you know, as he was watching all this unfold last night. And I'm telling you, man, we got to be able to have educated conversations, intelligent conversations. We got to dialogue about well, anything.
338-3700, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up?
It's Adam, man.
Hey, man.
Adam!
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Good, man.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
You know?
Friday, to say the least, huh?
Focus on positives.
What are your thoughts on these shootings?
Yeah, it's definitely multidimensional, man. It's complex. It overlaps and intersects on so many levels. But I think that, you know, kind of what you guys are talking about, the communication. And I think, you know, in a culture, in a society like America, I think we can no longer stand to listen, to communicate. So the only way in which we find to communicate is through violence.
Yeah.
So that is a form of communication, but it's when we can no longer stand to listen to each other.
Wow,
you know what I mean? We go basically to our tribal instincts of it's us and it's them. When it's not, it's a collective effort that we have to do. And I think that, you know, and I was listening to the speech Obama gave yesterday, and regardless of how you feel about the guy, what he was saying, it really kind of made sense to me.
Hey, Adam, sorry to cut you off, man.
The problem isn't police. Yes, they have their part to play. But
Adam,
the problem is that, can you hear me?
Oh, yep. Yeah, there's
hold on. Okay. Adam.
Every time you talk, there's a big sound that's kind of muting
you. It's like your, what do we call that, the strip on the side? It's like you're driving on the...
No, it sounds fine now, though.
There.
Yeah, I could barely understand you guys well.
How about
basically,
now?
Basically, what he was saying is that it's a community problem, man. These communities that have the minorities that are poverty-stricken, that have drugs. He goes, look, as a community, we have abandoned these people. The schools are terrible. The job rate is terrible. And then we send cops in there as scapegoats. Here, go figure this out, but damn you if you kill them. Mm. I mean, it's irrational. But it's a collective effort. It's not a cop. It's not a black. It's an American issue that we do have to solve. And as Martin Luther King said, either we live together as brothers or we perish together as fools. But the adverb is together.
Yeah.
That we're in this together, whether we like it, believe it or not, or do with it, or we die together. And those are my initial reflections on it as I'm kind of musing over and studying this stuff.
Adam,
can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. I can hear you.
You're my favorite person to call into the show.
Yeah, seriously.
And our phone, it's like drowning you out.
You always have something.
No!
Oh, man.
Adam!
Is that our phone?
I think it's our phone because it keeps beeping and then it's blah. It's our phone.
How are we going to have a call-in show and our phone doesn't even work?
Sorry, Adam. You had a lot of great things to say.
The most
important
thing, I think, that he said was that this is a community effort.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. And he's the one thing he pointed out is that we always revert to our tribal instincts, which is us versus them.
Yeah.
You know, like we immediately go to that situation or go into that whole mindset. This is a community effort because this is a big problem. And obviously, like, There are wrong things on all sides of this issue.
Yeah.
There are individuals, and I'm saying that specifically, there are individuals that are just senselessly committing acts of violence. Individuals. It's not one people group.
Right.
It's not, it's not this certain, it's not like it's just the police. It's not, it's just black people. It's not just Muslims. It's individuals in all cultures.
And that's it. I think that was his biggest point, was we don't have to take a side, because, you know, like you said, Martin Luther King Jr. said, we must live together as brothers or perish together as fools. Mm. But either way, it's together, you know?
Yep.
Gosh,
man. Got to get our phone situation fixed.
Just a chill Friday, guys.
Man, so pray for those families of the police.
Yep.
In Dallas. That's just I was reading the DART officer. The reason I pointed that out is, number one, he's not even like a that's somebody that helps out with like the busing system in Dallas. And that individual is the first DART officer that's ever been killed in the line of duty. He was 43 years old, and he had just gotten married 2 weeks ago to a fellow transit officer. And yeah, it's just senselessness.
Yeah,
you know, it makes no sense. It never will. And violence begets violence.
Yeah,
we see that over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson got married.
Russell Wilson?
That's right.
Oh, cool.
He did, to Sierra. Russell Wilson being the football star from Seattle.
Yeah.
Sierra being the hip-hop artist. And they're married now.
Nice.
That happened yesterday.
Congrats.
Or this week. A little girl who is a fan of Russell Wilson's cried when she found out about it. And we have a clip.
I don't know, but if you heard on the news today, Russell Wilson got married. Mm-hmm. To Sierra.
Oh, no.
What's wrong, Kaya?
Way to raise your child
up. Why are you crying?
To pretend like she's gonna marry quarterbacks and stuff who's like 30 years older than she
Kaya,
is.
Why are you crying,
it's
honey?
It's really kind of gross, but let's listen to this anyways.
Poor little gal.
No! This is on the parent.
No, it isn't.
What was she like telling her, baby, you can marry
Don't
Russell
be sad,
Wilson?
Kaya. We can still watch him on TV.
Okay.
What kind of culture? I mean, I'm telling you, I remember when Jack was a baby and we had friends who were like, oh man, I can't wait till our babies are older and they're going to get married. I'd be like, you shut your mouth
you
right now.
It.
I swear if you ever say that again, you will never be invited back to my house.
Oh.
They are 1 and 2 years old. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. How you feel about Jennifer Love Hewitt?
I love her.
Okay. A new study found we touch our phones an average of 2,617 times.
What if a day. Okay, but here's the question. What if you have Pokemon Go and you literally just never stop touching?
Is that
continuous touching? Cuz if it's a continuous touching, does that really count as multiple touches?
This includes every single touch, tap and swipe. So if you're texting, every letter you press counts as a touch.
Oh, I'm way over that.
10% of us who use our phones the most touch them 5,427 times
amateurs.
A day.
That's what I call those.
I can't wait to go to break so I can start
catch a Pokemon. Am I right?
Start this Pokemon Go.
Oh my goodness!
Just the journey has begun for Dex.
I'm alone in my principles.
Here I go,
off to write that hit song. Alone in my principles.
Here I go again, all alone. That's how it goes, right?
A new survey asked employees and their bosses how they feel about emojis at work. 75% of them. Put a mad face. I'm just kidding. 39% of bosses say they're totally
so
unprofessional.
Proud of you in this moment.
40% say they're okay in some situations. 21% are totally fine with them. Meanwhile, 33% of employees say they never use them. 48% only use them occasionally. And 19% use them constantly. Excuse me, I'm going to send our boss Chip one of those.
Please
those
do it.
Magic ball emojis. Yeah.
There's so many emojis I don't understand. There's so many emojins.
Emojins.
Is that how you say it?
It's an emojin.
It's emojinal. Super emotional right now, guys. I just don't know how to feel.
Mm-hmm.
So many weird faces. I'm like, I'm trying to send the sick face because yesterday I got sick in my car.
Should you
the
use
Michael Jackson
emojis? Mask. Should you?
That's the emoji.
That's the emoji for being sick?
Yeah, because you have to wear the mask thing.
Stop it.
Yeah, but that that to me is more like Zika or like weird, like, guys, I'm getting on an airplane and I'm Asian.
No.
Based on these statistics, should you use emojis? If you guys would have listened, then you could answer my question.
Yes. No, you shouldn't, because bosses don't like this.
It depends on whether you're willing to take the 2 in 5 gamble that your boss hates them and will never promote you. Ooh. If you use an emoji.
Wait, what if you're already on the morning show and there's really nowhere else for you to go? I mean, at that point, emoji away, my friends.
Where do we go from here?
There's nowhere else to go but parallel.
There's no promotion for us.
There's no promotion.
Where is it?
It's all lateral.
We're hosed, man. There's nothing else to try and achieve, if you will. Mm-hmm. See, I thought maybe the blue guy, the guy who's got the blue top, and he's kind of sweaty, because I thought maybe that means clammy.
Yeah.
Is that sick?
No, dude.
I don't, you know, I just think that's better.
Sick is the one Dex said.
Yep. I disagree, man. If you look at...
Well, you're just going to confuse people.
Okay.
We got to go to break. We come back. We got Slow Motion Theater. We got Shannon from the 80s. Let the music play.
Let it.
Ironically enough, we're going to stop the music so we can talk to her.
Yep. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning. 7-Eleven.
High today of 99.
Go.
No accidents or incidents to report right now. You guys are doing a great job this morning. Have a good commute. That's your look at traffic.
It's Friday, guys. Friday! Be safe. Drive careful. Is anything happening this weekend? Anything cool going on besides UFC 200?
I was going to say, UFC 200 is Saturday.
Mm-hmm. It's a big month for music. Last week, House of Heroes released their new record.
Yes.
This week, Switchfoot. Next week, Need to Breathe. Next week, Reliant K.
Wow.
Don't we already play the new single we just got serviced?
From?
Need to Breathe? Testify?
No, we play Happiness.
What's the song that says, Somebody Testify? Is that a totally different band?
That's Chainbreaker.
That is hilarious.
You guys are forgetting about one amazing artist.
What's that?
Shannon.
We didn't forget about her.
She's got a new album. She's promoting her new song, I Got a Purpose.
Oh, wow. I Got a Purpose, and it's catching Pokemon, am I right? Dex knows what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
During the break, Dex caught his first... Three? How many Pokemon do you have now, buddy?
I've caught two.
You've caught two.
You've also made it a couple weeks.
Oh! Why do you keep getting them?
Guys, I went live on Facebook so you can see what it's like to watch these two catch invisible video game things.
Nothing.
Got him.
He just caught another
one. Got him. Just cost me like 3 Pokeballs because I couldn't get it at first, but gosh.
Listen, you're more than welcome to go make fun of them along with me at my Facebook.
Steve-O, shut it down until we're going to talk about it later.
Oh, that's just not even cool,
man. Got to follow the rules.
Oh, yeah.
Got to follow the rules, man.
Okay. I just got a Paras? A Paras. Paras. P-A-R-A-S. Paras.
Mm-hmm.
Paras.
Okay, let's shut her down.
I'm at 77% battery, so if anybody's wondering why I...
He was at 88 about 5 minutes
my
ago.
Phone.
You're turning me into some kind of crazy person!
I would like to point out the fact that we just got really excited, because it turns out Calvary, our place of employment, is a Pokestop!
Yeah, it is.
I just got 5 Pokeballs at a refill station in the main sanctuary and an egg that I'm going to incubate. And we'll find out what Pokemon was living in the main sanctuary at Calvary.
Good. All right.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is, start breeding.
Someone posted photos on Facebook last week of three kids in San Antonio used in the bed of a truck as a makeshift pool.
Oh.
They lined it with a big blue tarp, so a bunch of people online were making fun of them for being poor.
Oh.
I don't see poor. I see life hack.
I was just thinking that.
You got a truck? You got a pool. You know what I'm saying?
Why are people stupid and cruel?
I don't know. They...
Internet, man.
There was a 31-year-old guy named Todd. He didn't think it was funny. He was on Facebook. He saw people bullying these kids, making fun of them, calling them poor. And he said, you know what? I'm going to do something. So the next day, figured out where they lived. He bought them a big blow-up pool for their backyard.
Whoa!
That's cool.
He even delivered it to their house.
That's awesome.
Good then he asked his friends if they knew any other families who could use a pool for the summer but couldn't afford one. And he got a bunch of responses. He started a GoFundMe page about 3 weeks ago, raised about $18,000 as of last night, and has given pools to more than 60 other families already.
That is incredible.
He says he's planning to give away about 200 more this summer, and he'll probably have to burn through all of his vacation days to do it. He says he's fine with that.
That's awesome.
He wants to turn the idea into a nonprofit so he can do it every summer from now on. Pools for kids.
Gosh, I feel horrible about all of the...
Okay, so here's a picture of...
All of the vacation days I have that don't involve helping others.
Here's the pool, the life hack pool of in the bed of the
truck. Basically, it looks like a tarp in the bed of a truck.
Just a blue tarp, and they fill it with water, and the kids are having a good time. And then this is the pool that he buys for them. It's just cool, a little blow-up pool. It's not very big, but it's... just a little bit bigger than the bed of their truck, but they can have it in their backyard, and it's pretty cool.
Man, that is all nice, but we have so many people on the live line chiming in asking very serious questions. Number one, Steve-O, what level are you on Pokemon Go? Currently sitting at a level 3. I know it's tragic, but there's not much I can do about it. I do have a real life. And another person just chimed in on the live line wanting to know if either of us have caught a Starmie yet.
You can catch them in the game?
Well, no, it looks like a starfish, but it's got like a diamond or a ruby or something. Yeah, you can catch a Starmie.
That's pretty cool.
S-T-A-R-M-I-E. So different kind of Starmie. Not like the Starmie we have.
So when you catch them all, do you win the game? How many Pokemon are there?
Pokemon?
I don't know. I don't know the lingo.
Plural for Pokemon?
Are they Pokemon or are they Pokemons?
Oh, gosh, I don't know either way.
Are they Pokeboys?
Don't look at me for answers.
Okay.
Honestly, I see one. It's across the street, though.
Steve, I need you to put that down.
What?
Because here in just a second, we have an interview, okay?
Wait, I thought that was at like 8:10.
You're going to have to double check. I thought he said 9:20 Eastern time on the phone yesterday.
Yeah, he had to, we're all set for 8:10.
Oh, he said...
10:10 Eastern time. Okay. If you notice the email we got.
I didn't get that email.
Oh. Yeah. That's funny. It sends it to Dex 104. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't use that one right now.
Yeah. I'm pretty...
It's my spam email.
Spammy.
I got about 50,000 emails on that one.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk to Shannon, I guess, at 8:10.
8:10, guys. She sold over 10 million albums worldwide. One of the top 25 best dance songs of all time.
Steve-O booked and approved.
Yeah.
Just put that stamp on.
Number one R&B dance Billboard hit. Let the music play.
She's
got a new song
called
I Got a Purpose. We're going to talk about her purpose.
What is it?
I don't know. I want to know.
We're going to find out.
Can we go back to talk about this guy in the pools and GoFundMe that he did? Because, guys, if you're out there, Starmie. Maybe you got a vision.
Wait, speaking of, we got another question on the live line that just came in. 585 Live.
It's a Pokemon. I'll shut it off.
No, it has nothing to do with that, obviously. It's our boy Jared who said, can I be on your team? So he just wants to be on my team in life.
Turn my mic back on. I don't know. I didn't know you could
turn your mic off. Turn your mic off.
I said I'm moving
you
on.
You downloaded it.
Do you want me to delete it? I will.
Delete it right now. No, I don't want you to.
No, don't.
I'm gonna watch you get addicted. Now that you've done it, you're already in.
Here's the thing.
I can't get out of the club?
You're
in, man.
What? There's a team. We could be on the same team, man. Hey.
Did you turn the mic back on?
Huh?
You're not allowed to touch this. There's a line right here.
The rule is we're not allowed
to Pokemon during the show. Unless we're talking about Pokemon. Then it's absolutely fine.
You're talking about it right now.
Well, because Steve-O keeps bringing it up, and we're not talking about it right now.
Guys, gosh, I'm bleeding.
Why are you bleeding?
I got a zit on my cheek.
Okay, that's completely,
it
has nothing to do with this. I'm bleeding.
A Pokemon bit me.
Punch me, I bleed.
A Pokemon ball bit me. Okay, back to the pool and the guy, because that's an amazing story.
It is an amazing story, and we need stories like this on days like these.
Think about it. He saw a bunch of kids getting harassed and bullying on Facebook, mm-hmm. and he wanted to go and do something really cool. So he bought this pool for him, this blow-up pool. Probably those things cost around, I would think, $100 maybe. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it grew into this nonprofit, and now every summer, that's what he's going to dedicate his time to, is raising money so he can deliver these pools to poor families that, you know, have
I think
to
that's
use
great.
A bed of a truck as a
but
pool.
The most important part of having a nonprofit is obviously the name, so we got to come up with a cool name for his nonprofit.
It's called Pools for Kids.
What about cool pools?
Really?
I don't know what's wrong with that. It's perfect.
It's called Pools for Kids?
Pools for Kids.
Nah.
What do you got?
I don't know. Cool pools was pretty cool.
Or what about kiddie pools?
Eh. I mean, yeah, because you're getting pools for kids, and it's really like a kiddie pool.
What about Purple Cloud Ministries? You think that would work?
I don't know. That one would work.
Why not?
Doesn't really draw you in with the whole purpose of the mission.
I fitty the pool? Yeah, I got it. Took me a little time. You know, it's a play on Mr. T. Mm-hmm. You know, it includes the word pool in it, so you know what it's the nonprofit's all about.
Let me ask you guys a question. When's the last time you guys raised $18,000?
Oh, man, never.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Never.
Well, there you go.
Just ask my paycheck.
Pools for Kids. Maybe you're out there. Got that desire to help someone, go do it. Make it happen. You never know what God's going to do. You might end up starting a nonprofit. You might even make someone smile.
I fitty the pool.
Mm-mm.
Yep. It's going to catch on, man. It's going to catch on.
It's going to be our nonprofit. Here's my only thing with the whole pool thing. Okay?
Let me hear it.
The bed of the truck pool is actually probably the better way to go.
Why?
Because you can't pop it. All you need is a blue tarp. Just a lining in the back of the truck. With these pools that he's giving these families, what, are they going to last a week? You know how rough kids are around those little blow-up pools? That thing is not going to make it a week.
So well, you want your kids climbing around your truck all the time?
Why not?
Here's
They'll
the
fall
thing.
Out of it.
I think kids who don't have a ton, kids who aren't spoiled necessarily, right? Because these are for, quote, poorer families, I believe would take better care of it. Because they
probably right.
will respect it. They will appreciate it because they don't have a whole lot.
You got to remember where they're at, too. They're in San Antonio.
Yep. Yeah.
It is blazing hot in San Antonio right now.
Nothing better than a nice, cool pool.
Shout out to the Starmie who has helped me name the nonprofit. One very obvious one from Las Cruces, if we're going to start a branch out there, coming directly from our boy. How about Pool Boy from Cruces? That's a good one.
All right.
This one's a really good one. Pool My Finger. I really liked that one.
Pool My Finger?
Yeah, pool. Like no, P-O-O-L.
Not pool your
pool
finger.
My finger.
No.
Come on.
I don't want to know.
Pool My Finger pool is finger. Fantastic.
Stop it.
Thank you, Starmie. Starmie is so funny. I love you, Starmie.
You guys are so funny.
However, Riverside, California just chimed in and said, I fitty the pool is perfect. So thank you. Well, thank you, guys. Gosh, I'm going to start a nonprofit now and just help people mostly because I want a cool name.
Hey, can you hear us? Good morning.
Yo, yo.
Yeah!
Pool boy. Pool boy.
Yo, yo. Hey, what's up, guys?
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Well, here you go, dude. I'm going to start my nonprofit organization, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to empty out all the equipment that's in the back of my truck, just load it up with poor kids, take them to all my customers, and let them jump in each pool.
Yeah, I like all that.
Right. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Well, I'd bet about half of my customers would be cool with it.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that you're going to be driving around with kids in the back of your pickup truck. I don't know if that's not legal.
Oh, my. This is New Mexico. Everything is legal.
Okay.
It's not. No. No.
Oh! No.
This isn't Mexico. This is New Mexico.
By the way.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Pool boy, can you hear me? Is my mic working? My mic never works on the. Pool boy, can you hear me?
What's up?
See? You can't. Never mind.
Yeah. Steve-O's mic's not working.
Steve-O's mic's not working.
Hey, you tell us. We'll tell him.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
yeah, man, but yeah, I don't know about the one in the truck. That one's kind of weird.
Do sign language. I'll interpret.
Exactly, Steve-O. I know exactly Steve-O? What you're talking about.
No, he's doing it to me.
Oh, boy.
So Steve-O wants to know if you have a cool name for your pool idea.
It would be called Rolling with Adrian Jumping in Pools.
Okay.
That's it. That's the one. That's the one.
I don't know. Wet Willies.
No.
Wet Willies. If your name was Willie, that'd be really
cool. Tell him, Dex. Tell him. Hang up on yourself.
Tell them what?
Hang up on yourself.
Bye. Yeah, there you go. All right. Roswell chimed in and improved upon mine, and I am mildly depressed that I didn't think of it first. Are you ready? I kitty the pool.
That's an improvement.
Yeah. And then Santa Fe just chimed in, Diego, and he said, pools for all.
Guys, it's called pools for kids. It's very basic, very simple. It makes sense. The guy's just buying these blow-up pools.
I like Acta
Pool. For the kids.
Acta Pool is good, too. But you have to say it like Luda. Acta Pool. He could be my spokesperson.
Nah.
Come on.
No, I don't think so.
Fine.
To remind you guys, we're going to be giving away that staycation sometime.
Yeah.
It could be at any moment. We could do it right now. You never know.
You never know. It could sneak up on you.
Like a Pokeball.
Except our bosses
said we have to do it at a certain time because we said we were going to do it at a certain time.
Hang on. Let me send an emoji to our bosses.
When did we say we're going to do it at a certain time?
At Isotopes Park when we said, be listening to the Morning Invasion Friday at 9 a.m. when we announce the winner.
That's when we're interviewing that lady.
I don't remember that.
People are literally waiting with bated breath.
Yeah.
That's how you wait with bated breath. I can't believe my mic isn't working. I'm not going to have any questions for Shannon. Good luck with that, guys.
You can just come use mine.
You know who we need to have in studio,
interview.
Apparently?
This isn't our interview. This is yours.
We need to have Joey Belleville in studio because that dude's like the old school electronic music guy. And Chrissy says, if I tell him that we have Shannon on the show this morning, he's going to lose his mind.
I dabble.
You dabble in what?
Music.
Okay.
And dance.
Nope.
Man, you're a good dancer.
Thanks, man. Thank you. All right, we got to take a break. Coming up, Slow Motion Theater. Everybody's favorite sick. Well, not everybody. Some of you don't like it. More headlines on the way. 585 Live, if you want to text the show, hang out.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
FBI Director James Comey reiterating to members of Congress he found no evidence Hillary Clinton lied to the FBI. And he wanted to make one thing clear.
The decision was made and the recommendation was made the way you would want it to be.
Two meetings for the likely GOP presidential nominee in Washington. One with House members, a second with senators.
Trump fielded questions from lawmakers. Many have yet to embrace Trump, claiming the presumptive GOP nominee is not conservative or uses hateful language.
Ride-hailing service Uber says it struck a deal with the city of Philadelphia to operate legally during this month's Democratic National Convention and through the summer.
Bill Cosby's attorneys wanted a chance to cross-examine his sex assault accuser before going to trial, in essence asking for another preliminary hearing. The judge in the case in Norristown, Pennsylvania, said no.
In the wake of two fatal police shootings this week involving black men, President Obama issued a statement saying, "We've seen tragedies far too many times.
We should be able to step back, reflect, and ask ourselves, what can we do better so that everybody feels as if they're equal under the law?"
A hacking attack against hamburger chain Wendy's was more extensive than initially revealed. The fast food company says hackers were able to steal customer credit card and debit card information at more than 1,000 of its U.S. restaurants.
We got a podcast. If you're listening, driving to work right now, man, I wish I could listen longer. Well, you can. You can download it right there on your smartphones. Go to iTunes, Google Play, or just our website, star88fm.fm, star88.fm.
Yep. But why waste your time when you could be catching Pokemon? Am I right?
No.
Shut it off.
Just caught an Ekans in studio. An Ekans?
Tail, we have to snake. Come up with what's the punishment.
Oh, and for me too. Guys. Don't worry, I'll handle that. Come up with that.
Because Steve-O's not listening.
I got a snake in studio. You guys hate snakes. I just saved your life. You're welcome.
We'll talk more Pokemon Go coming up later on in the show. People are jumping on board left and right.
It's pretty crazy.
It is.
All right, we're going to jump into our slow motion theater here in just a sec. But first, it is time. It is time to go somewhere in the country.
Means we're gonna head to Florida.
We're going to Florida
for
today?
Whiskey Tango, Florida. That's the theme song. You guys ever been in a situation when, it's hot outside? You need to just get away into the ocean and forget about your problems. But one of the problems that you have is that you don't own a boat, so you need to steal one. You know?
What?
No, never had to steal
a boat.
Why
would you just resort to stealing the boat?
43-year-old man named Jimmy Schumann tried to do just that. Wanted to steal a 23-foot boat in Stuart, Florida. About 40 miles north of Palm Beach. He's not necessarily a boat man, if you will. But he wanted to be. But he forgot one crucial detail when stealing the boat. Why? What detail is that? Well, he forgot to untie it from the dock when he was stealing it.
He forgot to untie it?
So he kept revving the engine.
Oh, no.
To get away. But it didn't go anywhere.
I have the effects right here, buddy. You don't even have to do it.
Oh, sorry. Ready?
Yeah!
Whoa. You can't catch me, coppers!
Yeah!
I'm making my way to Cuba!
Yeah!
Is this Miami Vice?
Just gonna get away!
All right. Let me hit this one right here.
Need some water, friend.
Fail. Here's what's crazy. It's not clear whether or not the guy who owned the boat left the keys in or what, but he happened to be near enough that he actually saw Jimmy trying to drive off with his boat. Except he was just kind of stuck, not going anywhere.
Oh.
Because it was still tied to the dock.
Oh.
The best part is, the owner of the boat happened to be
a retired cop.
Really?
So he managed to not only detain him, but hold him there until active duty police showed up. Now Jimmy's facing charges for grand theft boating. And it looks like he didn't go quietly because they also tacked on a charge of battery on a law enforcement officer to boot.
Man, what happened?
I don't know, man. Sometimes you just got to get away. So I ran. He just wanted to get away, man. He needed a boat. You got to get away.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get away.
Got to get away.
Didn't know what to do. Next time, untie the boat. Or how about this? Back it up. Don't steal a boat.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that one better. I like that one better.
What?
Yeah, but the
he
hard
used to protect and serve. Now he's stealing boats?
Yeah. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
He was a cop, you
confusing.
Said.
Confusing.
No, 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 no.
You said
story.
The guy that stole the boat was a cop.
No, he did not.
Cop.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did not. I said the owner of the boat, who was nearby,
was
a retired cop. So he tackled Jimmy, the boat stealer.
He made it sound like the guy that stole the boat
no!
used to be a cop.
No, he did not. I told the story exactly right.
Well, play back the date.
Yeah, we will. And he happened to be a retired cop, the boat thief. Wait, what?
No, this is real time. This is real time.
I did not say that.
You're probably, you know.
No,
you
I even said he was a retired cop
you
and
did.
Managed
I'm
to
sorry.
Detain
I'm pushing
Jimmy,
sound effects over here.
The boat thief. And held him until the active duty police got there.
You know what the real problem is here? Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I
both
agree.
Of you are so distracted. You're living in this dream video game world, and now you can't even get your story straight.
Well, the good news is my battery will be dead very, very soon.
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all.
I am at 69% battery.
Wow.
Guys. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, coming up, we'll talk about this Pokemon Go if you don't know what we're talking about.
It is taking the nation by storm.
It is, and I think we need to have a serious conversation about it.
Yeah.
Because it might be from the devil.
Yeah.
I have proof.
Yeah.
All right, guys, it's time.
The Morning Invasion brings you Slow Motion Theater. Yeah.
Guys, I don't even know where to start today. I got some good clips here. Got some good clips.
All right, let's hear it.
Slow Motion Theater. We take our show.
Yeah.
We take other people's show.
Ooh.
Oh, man. We should do other radio shows in town.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And we can send it to them.
Yes.
We can frame them.
We could do Jackie, Tony, and Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Chaz Malibu. Yeah. Who are the people on Magic?
I don't know that morning show.
They're one of the popular ones.
John Tesh.
No. It's before John Tesh.
I don't know. Isn't that a new morning show?
Hang on.
I don't even know.
Magic.
Why are we plugging?
I don't know.
Show?
I just thought.
ABQ.
Here's our first slow motion theater. Remind me during the break, I'm going to YouTube smoking cigarettes at gas pumps to see if there's any explosions.
Yeah, I always wonder if that's real or if that's like the movies. Do you know what I mean? Like when they dousing something in gasoline and they pull the smoke out. Yeah, and then throw it into the fire and it's like it's like, does that really happen or is that movies?
I think
want
that's
to light
movie.
A cigarette at a gas station? Well, let's find out.
No!
Alright, so
okay. Well, okay. As we've just learned from YouTube, courtesy of a what is that? Just a Oh, the car's on make fire. It stop. Make it stop.
The car just blew up.
Look at that.
That dude is down on the ground.
Is that is that the guy there?
Down on the ground.
This is a montage of everybody that smoked at gas pumps.
Guys, we sound crazy.
That is. Oh, slow-mo theater. Yeah,
it gets
you
better,
are my
guys.
Favorite.
It gets better.
Oh, man.
This was actually by request from the Live Line.
No way.
That guys, really I dabble cool. in beatboxing.
No. Oh. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Go ahead, buddy.
Good breathing.
Wow.
Man.
Oh. No. Man, that sounds
that
so
was
cool.
So Dex, bad.
You sounded just like that
I think
guy.
That was
so. It looks funny.
So bad.
Definitely a bone poking out of it. Oh,
gosh.
It's in your mid neck. Your mid side neck on the
can't
other
move
side.
Move my neck right now.
That's cool.
Man, those are good performances last night, right?
Could you do another beatbox for me?
No,
maybe just change up the beat a little bit.
I wish. Okay.
Maybe if you'd join me.
You got it. Go.
That was the sprinkler.
Love about the bass.
Oh, man. Gosh, you're great.
That's good.
This is terrible.
That's good stuff.
Oh, shout out to New York City who chimed in on the Live Line and said, morning, guys. Bring it, slow motion theater. Waited all week for this.
Good.
Woo. Yes.
You are a terrible beatboxer.
Take it back.
Take it
no.
back, Steve-O.
There was a lot of people that said that was the funniest thing.
Many,
ever.
Yeah, many people said
comedy.
It ministered to them on a personal level.
Did it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
the sprinkler.
Deep, profound spiritual experience.
That's what it sounded like to me. Remember those old sprinklers? Do they still make them like that?
Nah.
They don't make them like they used to.
They do still make those.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up.
Apparently, there's a reason why we are on the education band on this here station.
Perfect,
because
perfect
we
setup.
Have to continue to give PSAs like no smoking. No smoking at the gas pump.
No smoking.
No smoking.
Never
I think
smoke.
You said smunking.
Yeah, no smoking.
What is that?
No. I meant to say no pumping gas and smoking, but but then I said I went with smoking first. No,
we got you, bud.
Smoking.
We read you. It's thank early.
You. No smumping gas.
Okay, I got one more here.
Oh, slow-mo theater, you kill me.
One more.
Okay.
Last week we did Birga.
Yeah.
She's our afternoon lady.
2 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Today in Slow Mo Theater, Daniel.
Yes.
Our midday guy is up to bat.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Music from Islander. The song is called Bad Guys from the upcoming album Power Under Control right here on Stardia. Kicking off 10 o'clock, Hillsong Young and Free with Where You Are. You're dialed in with Daniel. This is the midday. Thank you for tuning in on your Wednesday. Hope you are having a great week as we are now halfway through it. And coming up, we're going to hear music from a Jesus Church, some We Are the City, and Holland. That's all coming up after the break.
Elevation on Starry DA.
Oh gosh.
He sounds like he sounds like a high transformer.
Oh
he
man. He's got radio voice. He's got like, you know.
He's got pipes.
Hey, all right. Daniel.
Daniel in the midst.
Which is hilarious because when you talk to him in real life, he's like, "Hey guys, how's it going?" I'm like, "Daniel." He's like, "But he's got radio voice."
When he's on the radio, he says, "Hi guys, Daniel from the midday here. Just getting guys, ready to throw some elevation worship." And then he turns the mic up and he says, "Hey guys.
Hey, can you help me with something in here? I'm dealing with...
I need someone to show me how to tie my shoe again." Forgot.
The Morning Invasion brings you Slow Motion
Oh, the car's on fire. That's good.
That should be the that's the
one. If you guys have you know, a good slow motion request, make sure you hit us up, let us know, and we'll try to make it happen for you.
Somebody on the live line just chimed in and said that it sounded like a constipated sloth, Daniel did.
Starmie is so funny.
I love the Starmie.
You're so smart.
Gosh.
So just love you.
It's a
guys.
Lot of fun. Yes. Slow motion theater is a lot of fun.
Check out.
All right. Let's see. Coming up, we're going to talk to a girl by the name of Shannon. She was pretty popular back in the 80s because she had the number one song at one point in 1983.
Dude, Roller King for days.
She sold over 10 million albums worldwide. Steve-O booked and approved. Coming up, 8:10 this morning. And we're going to give away that staycation as well.
People looking forward to it. Already had a couple questions on the live line.
Oh.
When are you guys giving away the staycation?
We could do it any minute. I could just do it.
No,
right now.
We cannot. We
don't
we
say
said.
It already happened.
Maybe we already did it.
I already did it.
No, did you?
No, we didn't.
You did it?
Oh, guys. No,
we're going to do it coming up. That's right, everybody.
You are.
I don't know why we're interviewing this girl coming up. I even researched her, and I can't find much on Shannon.
Yeah.
There's not anything about her.
False, because her press people have sent us everything about her.
I did not get this.
Yes, you did.
I didn't get the email.
You got the body measurements.
Oh, that's right.
We know everything about her.
You are right.
What?
When it comes
they
to that,
included her body measurements.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, she only weighs 52 pounds.
Stop 52 right pounds.
That's what it says.
She's 5'3".
I didn't get that email.
If that's true, she's very unhealthy.
We need to talk to her about that.
Yeah, we do.
Question, Shannon.
How much do you weigh? Never ask a girl that.
Never ask a girl that.
That's bad.
And then she said, and then she says, never ask a girl that. And then we say, why are your press people telling us how much you weigh? And then people get fired. That's right. Affecting change every day.
All right, we'll be right back, Starmie. Hang up.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Friday.
Welcome.
Love you, Friday.
Love you, Friday.
8:03.
High today of 99. Niner.
No accidents or incidents to support or report right now. Sure, look at traffic.
Thanks, Tam. 585 Live. You can text the show. 338-3700. You can call us. Man, I don't know. Phone issues.
Which is great because we got an interview coming up in about 5 minutes.
I'm sick of hearing my voice, so you can just step right up here and just
Yeah, it's probably not going to work out because it seems like mine is the one that... No, you cannot do that.
Oh.
Which, by the way, my battery is currently sitting at 65%.
Uh-oh.
We're testing this Pokemon Go today, guys. It is like the hottest downloaded game in the last 24 hours.
Yeah. Yep. I decided to give it a shot. And,
with no prompting from me.
Mm-hmm. This is one of those games where it's going to be fun for about 15 minutes, and I don't think I'm going to go back to it.
Yeah.
Because right now I've gotten two Pokeballs, but I've been sitting here during
the
break.
You mean two Pokemon?
What are they called?
You use a Pokeball to catch a Pokemon.
Oh.
You throw a Pokeball at those little animal things, and it catches them.
I'm pretty green at this, okay?
Yeah. Well, the purpose of the game is to catch them all.
All right, I'm just
learning.
There's
like 200 and something Pokemon.
I'm just learning, okay?
Okay.
So I've only gotten two Pokemons.
Pokemon, yes.
And I've been sitting here waiting to get another one, and there's nothing. It's just silence.
It's okay.
I'm ready to give it up.
You should delete it.
One doesn't show up, I'm going to give it up.
You should.
Gotta catch them all! Hopefully you can catch them all before your battery dies on your phone.
What we need to do, Dex, is figure out if there are secret messages within this game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've got a secret message about this game coming up. If you follow me on Instagram, you've already seen my post this morning because I found a Pokestop.
You found a Pokestop?
Yeah, Pokestop is where you can like refill on Pokeballs. I got an egg, all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah,
you know where I got it from? Main Sanctuary here at Calvary Albuquerque.
Whoa. Yeah, I think you're going to be a little surprised there, Starmie.
There's a hidden message, all right.
Are probably places you wouldn't even think.
I like this on the live line we got. It says, I had five animal thingies and I decided I was bored.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to last very long. Maybe if I was like seven, this would be great.
Driving home in my neighborhood, seeing a bunch of people walking around looking at their phones. Pokemon Go.
Yeah. There's going to be so many.
Ridiculous.
News reports coming out. There's going to be some great videos on YouTube. I'm going to have to YouTube that later. I bet there already is.
Yeah. People are excited.
So we'll talk more about it and the subliminal messages behind Pokemon. I was always taught that Pokemon was from the devil.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rightfully so.
No, that's not real.
Right up there with Harry Potter and
Kiss.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin.
Disney.
AC/DC.
Trees.
Maybe the devil of your phone, because we got to talk about this. Players are already experiencing battery life killage.
Isn't that the way it is with most games you download?
Not like normal, though. Like, really? This is crazy. And you want to talk about the hidden message in Pokemon Go. Yeah. There are a few people chiming in with a very similar message about what Pokemon has done to their atheistic views. Talk about the correlation between Pokemon Go and church.
Wow.
Yeah. We got a lot to talk about today on this Friday.
Yeah, we do.
But right around the corner, of course, we're going to be talking with the hip-hop freestyle queen of the world.
She lets the music play.
That's right.
She moves to the beat.
And to the beat. My name is Dex, and I'm moving to the beat. I like to beatbox. What? Who's this lady singing on my song?
Wow. You good?
I back up beat.
Okay.
That was pretty good, Dex.
For Shannon.
That was terrible.
That sounded legit,
man. I back up beat for Shannon. Shannon Brenda Green is her real name.
Well, yeah. You back up beat.
I have right here. I clicked. I've been researching her all morning long, and the most I can find is her height, her weight, her color, her hairstyle, her dress size.
I guess I'm just better at this than you. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah? What'd you find? Did you find anything good?
Yeah, lots.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know that her awards include the number one dance artist of 1985, beating out Prince, who came in number two?
Whoa.
That's pretty huge.
Prince?
Yeah. Top 10 R&B vocalist in the Billboard Almanac for 1985 as well. She won the New York Music Award for Best Dance Artist as well as Hall of Fame Award for the album and single Let the Music Play.
Hey, what'd she do in the early 2000s?
In the early 2000s.
Yeah, what's her story, though?
In 2005, NBC Television featured a special on her, Hit Me Baby One More Time. The special aired a full interview on her life, music, and two pre-tape performances in front of a live studio audience.
Oh, what'd she do in the 90s?
In the 90s, let's see. Nearing the 2000s, before that, she co-wrote and sang on multi-tracks produced by Todd Terry, Tony Moran. Yeah.
What'd she do last year?
In 2014.
Last year.
Yeah, I don't know. She's got a single that's coming out now.
It's a purpose.
I got a purpose.
There's a purpose for this interview.
She's a hands-on philanthropist. She's an instrumental force in the organizational development of money, needed supplies, goods, and in-person visits to her family's homeland of Haiti.
Wouldn't that make her a philanthropist, Steve-O?
Oh, gosh. So good at that.
I got it from you. I stole your ability. You were playing Pokemon, and I took your ability. Gotta catch them all.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I can't find her single anymore.
Your next deck.
I've got it right here if you want it, the MP3. I really do. Do you want to hear it?
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Check really? It out. Yeah, look. MP3.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear it.
Let the music play. You won't get away.
I guess I could just buy it right here.
No, don't buy it. I've got it right here.
Well, I kind of want to support the artist.
The new single, I Got a Purpose.
I've got a purpose.
But it's not I've got a purpose. It's I got a purpose. Like I-G-O-T-T-A.
I have a purpose
not like,
as well.
Not like I have. It's like I got a purpose, yo.
I have a purpose.
I have to purpose.
I got a purpose.
Yeah.
I like this.
I have a purpose. A porpoise. I keep it in the pool in the back of my truck. Pools for porpoises.
She's got a purpose, man.
Dex, why did you book this interview?
You booked it.
Oh. I sure did. It's you know why?
You guys
10
treat,
million records worldwide.
You guys treat interviews like Pokemon.
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah.
Not always a good thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a Squirtle.
We can't dog Steve-O too much anymore because most of the interviews that he does book, they usually turn out to be pretty good.
It's because everyone has a story, Dex.
Everyone does have a story.
That's what I'm excited to talk to her about because she obviously had her monster hit way back in 1984.
It's too bad you won't be able to ask her.
32 years ago.
I know. That was the year after I was born, Steve-O.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's David Levin at Wise Brother Media. Yes. I've got Shannon on the phone for you guys.
Booyah.
Perfect.
Hold on.
Should have asked him if he could hear us.
You are on.
Shannon.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Very good.
Where are you checking in at? Where are you at?
I'm in Miami.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Are people still mourning the loss of Dwayne Wade out there?
Eat your heart out.
Yeah. Say that. Okay. Go ahead.
We're having issues with our studio. We have our boy Steve-O here who was so excited to interview, and his microphone's not working, so I'm passing my mic to you.
It's been terrible this morning, Shannon. My mic's not working. I was really excited because Let the Music Play just takes me back to, like, Roller King and junior high. Elementary school. It was crazy. It was a good time.
Oh, I'm sorry your mic is not working.
It's okay.
It's probably right. Best, Shannon.
It's okay. Yeah. But we're excited because, you know, as I mentioned, you released a monster jam, and you are not done. That was 32 years ago, Let the Music Play released. 32!
Yes, I'm not done. Let me tell you, we are... Me and my body is here to stay forever.
You're amazing.
Me too.
Now, here's the thing. You got a new song called I Got a Purpose, and we talk a lot about purpose on this show. So we just got to know right away, what is your purpose?
My purpose is to make America first and everyone happy again.
Mm. Okay.
All right. I like that.
That's a good purpose.
I'm going to keep them dancing, singing. Mm-hmm. Enjoying life, you know?
Yeah.
Take off the shackles, you know? Take off the burden. Life is too good for that.
Mm. Shannon, what's your story? Because, you know, everybody always has a story, you know? Like, we go through hard times in life. We go through amazing triumphs. And do you have a story in like a nutshell that you could share with us? Like, you know, have you ever, you know, just been working hard and you just didn't know if you were going to make it, but then you did it. You got that number one single. Talk to us about that.
You know what? You know, every time I watch, like, other artists, you know, talking about their life, it sounds so depressing. I'm like, oh, my God. you know, I don't have that story. Mm. My story is what I've gone through is just learning. You know, you have to be a student so that you can be a leader. So I've been learning. For these years, I've been learning the business and learning about life, mm-hmm. and I've been touring the world, still writing songs, recording, you know, just trying to keep Shannon visual, and, you know, hoping that I would get that song. I've been recording, but I didn't get the song, so when I got Purpose, it was the song, you know, and I said, oh, this is the time. Yeah. I didn't think it would take that long, but, hey. You know?
In the meantime,
to those that wait.
Yes. And not only are you an incredible artist, but you are also a philanthropist. I definitely wanted to talk about this because, you know, reading up, you have been instrumental in, helping with supplies, goods, development of your family's homeland of Haiti. You know, since the earthquake in 2010, talk a little bit about what you do in Haiti.
When the earthquake struck, I was just going to go to some of the places here. We were in America, and we were going to some of the centers here to help mm-hmm. with the work, you know, the packing and stuff like that to send to Haiti, right? But then I said, you know what, this is too important. The people need, and we need to get there. I said, I want to do this because I want to make sure that the proceeds and the aid was getting to the people. So what we did was we put together everything and we started talking to different people and the churches and, you know, different organizations. And we decided that we were going to raise money ourselves and take it over there and distribute that money to the people. And that's what we did. I just came from Iraq, Kuwait, and you know, these are some of the things that I do. I mean, the soldiers over there, they're working very hard, you know, to support everyone here. Mm. But, you know, they don't have people that are sympathize with what they're going through. And I wanted to go over there. I wanted to go see the young men and women to support them, you know, let them know that I love them and I thank them. And so I went there as well, and I told them anytime that they come back to the States, because, you know, they have come back to the States, and we have done, like, take them out to dinner, you know, just whatever we can do. You know, whatever I can do, I'm here. Right. Not only that, you know, I help with the church, you know, when people need things, you know, I'm there. If you say that, you know, things are bad for you or whatever, I try my best to help, because it's not about me, you know, everyone is so self-centered. Yeah. It should be other-centered.
Yeah.
You have to look at someone else's needs because, you know, that's the karma that's going to bring good back around to everybody. If I give love, then love, you will give love. Yeah. But if I give hate, you're going to give hate.
Right.
So I want to make America happy again.
Man, I'm glad you're bringing this. So we were talking to 80s superstar singer of Let the Music Play, Shannon. And here's a question I have for you, because you talk about partnering with churches in Haiti, in the Middle East, and here in America, you know, as you talk about wanting to, you know, make America shine, if you will, and bring love to America. Do you find it harder here? Because, you know, obviously in places like Haiti, in the Middle East, people need hope. And obviously we know that hope can truly only be found in Jesus. So why do you think it is in America, maybe it's harder to share that hope than, say, in places where, you know, they're more concerned with maybe clean water or food?
America has a lot. You know, we have a lot, but we are, and I'm including myself. You know, we are selfish. Yeah. You know, we don't think about, you know, the other person's needs because we have so much here. We have so much. I mean, even the people that are poor have an incredible amount of things in their homes. You know, I mean, bathrooms. You know, right in the home, television, telephone. Cell phones, computers. I mean, we take things for granted. Right. So, you know, I mean, we really have to just think about others. But you know something? What happens here, it spreads across the world. You know, the selfishness starts here. It spreads across the world. If anything that starts here, if good things start here, it spread across the world. So, you know, I mean, right now the world is hurting. Mm. The world is hurting. People are fighting. People are angry. You know, so my purpose is to bring it back to, you know, dancing and making people shine, enjoying themselves, loving each other. Yeah. You know, that is my purpose. Yes.
That's cool.
Oh, man.
Well, your single is I Got a Purpose, and people can pick that up. And,
yes.
And it sounds amazing, by the way, and we're glad you're still doing what you love to do.
Amen.
Yes. Download it, everybody. Go download it right now. Right now.
Shannon, you're beautiful.
I Got a Purpose on Amazon, in line stores, everywhere.
You're beautiful, Shannon. You're beautiful.
Thank you. I got a purpose.
There you go.
Thank you, Shannon.
Oh, just continue to let the music play.
That's right.
Gosh, dude, this elusive Pokemon. I got a purpose.
Stop it.
It's to catch them all, am I right? What?
Man, huh? You guys.
Huh? What?
I can't say anything. I was playing quarters that whole
interview.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
I was making a rant.
That was actually from the live line. Somebody chimed in and said, I got a purpose. I got to catch them all. Somebody else, Rebecca and Chris here in New Mexico said, so my husband likes walking the dog, so now he can find Pokemon. Quite funny watching him run and stop and yelling that he's catching Pokemon. Shaking my head. Dude, I'm telling you, Pokemon Go, it's giving people purpose, including sending them to church.
All right, let's talk about this right now, okay?
Okay.
We're done with the interview. There's nothing else that's going to, you know, derail
us. But there's a Pokemon, like, right...
Stop it!
There's a Pokemon in your face.
So okay. This Pokemon Go app
yeah.
is really taking over.
It's seriously taking over. It is one of the fastest downloaded apps. People are freaking out.
Yeah! So Pokemon started out as a cartoon?
No, that's
toys.
A good question.
It was a card game, right?
I play like I'm super pokey guy, but truth be told... In college, I think it was. I played a Pokemon game. Pokemon Yellow, I think it was called. That's the one I played on, like, Game Boy Color.
Yeah. Didn't it start out as a card game, though?
Was it a card game first? I don't even know. I played it on a Game Boy many, many moons ago. So,
Pokemon.
Fast forward 20 years, and Pokemon's a new app, and it uses augmented reality. So basically, when you open it up, you're actually roaming around the real world trying to find Pokemon in real life.
Yeah, it shows you your avatar on a map.
Let's see. I think it's trying to get people to, like, walk around and do things, because it actually shows me how many steps I've taken. I've only traveled... 0.4 miles.
So you could say this is an exercise app.
You really could.
So check this out. You ready?
10 kilometers gets me a medal.
You got the history?
The secret history of Pokemon.
Okay, ooh. Good.
As told by Bulbapedia.
Oh, dude, yes.
Where are you going?
I gotta get this one.
He's gonna knock over those drinks.
No, I'm trying to...
Okay.
Okay.
So, the history of the Pokemon franchise spans over 2 decades. Probably more now.
Yeah.
From when work began officially on the first game to now, and has roots.
So it was a game.
Even older. Well, check it out. It started simply enough as a hobby of Satoshi Tajiri. Who, as a child, had a
really
fondness
good.
For catching insects and tadpoles near his home in suburban Tokyo. Over time, he decided to put his idea of catching creatures into practice to give children the same thrills he had had as a child.
That's pretty cool.
With the help of a guy named Ken Sugimori and other friends... Tajiri formed Game Freak, and much later, the design studio known as Creatures.
Okay.
When he discovered the Game Boy and the Game Boy Game Link cable, it gave him the image of insects traveling along the wire.
He was also heavily influenced by the Ultraman fantasy television show, Ultra 7.
Yes, dude, remember Ultraman?
Yes, used giant monsters contained within small capsules to help him fight. Together, these two sources gave him the idea for a new game called Capsule Monsters. After several failed attempts at pitching this idea to Nintendo, his new friend, I can't pronounce, pitched it to the company, and Nintendo began to fund the project, spending 6 years developing the games that would become a worldwide sensation. Due to trademarking issues, the name Capsule Monsters was changed to Pocket Monsters.
Wow.
Or Pokemon.
Okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pokemon Go.
So, when did it become a card game? Oh, wait, here we go.
Okay, good.
After the first Pokemon games, Pokemon Red and Green, came to the Nintendo Game Boy in February 27th, 1996. Hmm. Eventually, the card game was developed.
Hmm.
Yeah, my mom wouldn't let me buy them because they were satanic.
The first set of cards was released October 20th, 1996, containing 102 cards, and it became very popular.
Yeah. I had some cards because I worked at GameStop, and back then they sold the cards and all that, and kids would come in, and we got, quote, into it, you know, as a means to, like, be able to talk to people that were coming in asking about it because it was such this crazy phenomenon. Well, you got to fast forward 20 years, 2016, and Pokemon is back in the form of an app now.
It's almost virtual reality.
Yeah, because, you know, I've got my, quote, Pokemon trainer. Mm-hmm. Instead of Poke trainer.
Okay, so the video games came over to North America. Pokemon Red and Blue.
I played Pokemon Yellow.
They came over in 1998. Just giving you guys an idea of how old Steve-O is. And then the card game was 1999 by Wizards of the Coast.
What was Pokemon Yellow?
Pokemon Yellow was the
2001. I don't know. That's
Yellow
the one
version
I
was 1998 in Japan, 99 in North America.
That's the one I played.
Okay.
So now it's a lot different. It was like an RPG type thing. You caught these little monster guys, and it was cool. Now it's set in the real world where you actually have to physically walk around. It uses your GPS. It uses this augmented reality, your maps as well, because, you know, there's my little guy standing near Calvary, Albuquerque, which is hilarious because we found out this morning that Calvary Chapel is a Pokestop where you can, like, get energy and you can rejuvenate your guy and all this stuff. Well, I started doing some research, and it turns out that about 70% of these landmarks that are Pokestops, mm-hmm, are churches. Wow. So what you got to do is they take real-life landmarks, and they become Pokestops.
Uh-oh, looks like we need to go to break. Oh. Dang it. Got to catch them all. We better go to break.
Guess we'll never tell this story. Yeah, actually, a lot of Pokemon Go players are being directed to churches to collect these new monsters, get items. And what's interesting is, at least according to Kotaku.com, that Pokemon's history is kind of rocky when it comes to spiritual matters, considering we have actually had people chime in so far on the live line this morning saying, yeah, I wasn't allowed to play Pokemon because my mom said it was demonic.
Yeah, I'm being serious when I say that.
It is.
Not to mention the sheer touchiness of, quote, religion. It's turned into a strange gameplay experience because a lot of people are responding on Twitter saying, hey, I'm at church. You actually, like, I had to go to the main sanctuary. Yeah.
Hey.
Man, how did I get in here? Oh, wait, there's a Pokeball!
One Twitter user actually said, my first two Pokespots on Pokemon Go were at a church, and I thought God was telling me something. Then my third was KFC, and I knew he was right. one person tweeted, I need Pokeballs for Pokemon Go, and the church next door is my next Pokestop, but a funeral is going on. #decisions. Someone said, quote, you went to a Baptist church? Yeah, to destroy a Caterpie. #Pokemon Go.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Emily on Twitter said, my nearest gym is a church. It looks like I'm going to be praying a lot more often.
Oh, God, please let my Charizard upgrade or whatever it is.
We're going to
see
so many people just randomly walking around the park here at Calvary.
A lot of people saying, help, Pokemon Go is trying to make me go to a church. I guess I don't need Pokeballs that badly. They're seriously 70% of the landmarks.
Steve-O, you
churches
need to become...
in your city.
You need to start a Pokemon ministry.
Okay, no.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You could be lying in wait for those that will inevitably end up at churches.
No, I am not.
And you can say, hey, man, what's your latest monster you just collected for your pocket? And then they'll tell you, and then you can say, let me tell you about this... the real monster, it's sin. And then you can go into it.
Yes.
Oh, how man. Do you feel?
I don't know.
How many Pokemon have you captured?
Me, 6.
6? I've only caught 2.
When did this game come out?
Yesterday.
Can I tell you how many my friend Will has? He just sent me a picture.
Oh, no. I don't know.
So are there a total of 250 that you can get?
I think so. Here,
he has 63.
63? Oh, that means he's going around places.
He has 7 of the
there's
9
100
eggs.
And, according to this, there's 133.
Wait.
250. You were right. Sorry. I don't know. I fake love Pokemon. I don't really love Pokemon. I don't know what I'm doing.
He says he's already figured out how to make the game turn against itself in 3 different ways.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's a genius.
Well, I did a little investigating.
Okay.
And, you know, I've been playing this clip here. Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all.
Guys, I caught an egg here at the Calvary Main Sanctuary.
Hey, you're running over me.
Sorry, go ahead.
When we come back... I have reversed the audio of the Pokemon rap.
Figure it out. All that to say, people are confused because a lot of them are ending up at churches. One person renamed this game hashtag Pokemon Go to church.
I love it.
I think it's hilarious, man. I got to walk 5 kilometers. I'll be back. I got to hatch this egg. You got to walk 5 kilometers to hatch this egg.
Right. When we come back, we'll reverse the rap. I think you're going to be pretty shocked to hear what is actually hidden in that song right there. Maybe my mom was right.
We're going to talk about what you're actually catching when you hear the Pokemon rap. Mm.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
FBI Director James Comey reiterating to members of Congress he found no evidence Hillary Clinton lied to the FBI. And he wanted to make one thing clear.
The decision was made and the recommendation was made the way you would want it to be.
2 meetings for the likely GOP presidential nominee in Washington. 1 with House members, a 2nd with senators.
Trump fielded questions from lawmakers. Many have yet to embrace Trump, claiming the presumptive GOP nominee is not conservative or uses hateful language.
Ride-hailing service Uber says it struck a deal with the city of Philadelphia to operate legally during this month's Democratic National Convention and through the summer.
Bill Cosby's attorneys wanted a chance to cross-examine his sex assault accuser before going to trial, in essence asking for another preliminary hearing. The judge in the case in Norristown, Pennsylvania, said no.
In the wake of 2 fatal police shootings this week involving black men, President Obama issued a statement saying, "We've seen tragedies far too many times.
We should be able to step back, reflect, and ask ourselves, what can we do better so that everybody feels as if they're equal under the law?"
A hacking attack against hamburger chain Wendy's was more extensive than initially revealed. The fast food company says hackers were able to steal customer credit card and debit card information at more than 1,000 of its U.S. restaurants.
The problem I have with the game is how you get the Pokemon. You gotta take your phone out into the world. You gotta go out into the world with your phone. You gotta take your phone outside and you gotta leave the house. You can't play the game set in your house. You gotta go out into the world to find a Pokemon. You gotta leave the house, okay?
Yeah, you gotta get up and move around.
Did you catch any Pokemon?
I did. I caught a Pidgey in the park. Although my legs are sopping wet because I seriously did fall into a puddle outside.
Good.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to catch them all? I don't even barely leave the house. How am I going to travel the world to catch Pokemon, okay?
Pokemon!
Our boy Nate Heitzig just chimed in and let us know there's a gym in his neighborhood park. But you got to be level 5 to join. He's only a level 1. But
yeah,
already...
welcome to the club, Nate Heitzig. Yeah. Joining.
He said, "I will literally be walking around with my family and have my phone out saying, 'Wait, stop! There's Pokemon!'"
I'm actually kind of excited to do this with the kids.
I'm not even joking. I was walking outside because there was an Abra out there or something. And I was running around, and apparently they just rocked the sprinklers in the far end of the park over in the long green. And I seriously went right into this giant mud puddle. So
gotta be careful, guys.
My flip-flops and the bottom of my legs are soaked currently.
Guys have to be really careful. Now,
by the way, battery's at 48%.
Oh, wow.
48.
The Pokemon rap. My mom always told me, if you want to find out where the devil is, all you got to do is listen to it backwards.
Oh, no. That's not real!
We're going to find
out. Oh, yeah? You don't think it's real? So that Pokemon rap right there, if you play it in reverse, see if you guys can hear this. I love Satan, is it?
No,
there?
That does not say.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does not
play it again.
Yes.
Play it again. There's a chainsaw sound.
I love Satan.
That's not what it's.
I love Satan.
That is not what it says. And why do you sound like a sumo wrestler?
Clear as day.
Clear as
obviously,
day.
It's like Japanese.
Okay. You guys.
I love Satan.
Still not hearing it. Just still not hearing it. You realize there are people who have turned the radio off because they're like, they think you're serious.
How many of us are going to delete this game?
Not me.
Who's with me?
Not me.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of fun. I can't delete it, guys.
Yes, you can.
I just can't do it.
You're turning me into some kind of crazy person.
Is this Pat Oswalt?
Leave the house. It's Francis. Francis.
Okay.
Look him up on YouTube.
You look him up.
Okay. Let's see.
Gosh, are we not done with the show yet?
Sorry, Teo. I mean, poor Teo's have to deal with this. Okay, you finish up your Pokemon thing over there.
Oh, me finish up mine. How many do you have? What level are you?
A level.
Yeah.
Level one.
Yeah, I don't even want to know.
No, level two. I'm a level two now.
Gosh, that guy's got a Charmander. I'm so mad. I chose poorly. I didn't know you could pick, guys. I got literally my least favorite of the initial three.
Was there anything else?
I got
that
a Bulbasaur.
Besides, you know,
I wanted a Squirtle.
Characters.
Well, here's the problem. If you're planning on playing this game, be prepared to not have a phone for long. Short battery life, actually a known issue according to the game's official page. They wrote, some devices may experience battery drain while playing Pokemon Go for prolonged periods of time. They are currently working on a solution. Don't have one yet. I'm at 48%. 48%. Still looking.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm a Dragon Ball Z fan, and they say Mr. Satan on Dragon Ball Z. So Pokemon backwards sounds like Japanese talk to me. They're all Satan worshippers.
Okay. They're all Satan worshippers.
Thanks, man.
You racist.
Okay. Here's the deal. This is what I want to throw out there. All right. Because I've been thinking long and hard about these rules that have been broken constantly.
There's an Eekin, and a Pidgeon.
Here's the deal.
Bless you.
Tail.
Yep.
This is what I'd like to put in place, all right?
I'd love to hear
that. Now, this applies to me as well. It applies to Tail. It applies to
Steven. Okay, pause. This does not apply to me.
Okay, but if it's not this, it could be something else.
Let me ask you this. When have I ever played a video game?
Taylor, never.
When have I ever expressed an interest in a video game?
I'm sorry, but I have to include all of us. We're a team.
No. This isn't shorts rights. You don't have to pass down some weird law, Crystal, about shorts.
Can't call out HR.
Guys, we have to
have rules. Yes, I can. Crystal. Yeah. Shorts. Not me not being able to wear shorts is so stupid.
I get it too. But you know what? Do you want Steve to continue to do what he does without any discipline?
Let me tell you a little about my life right now. Play some dramatic music.
Oh.
The people need to know.
Oh no. Go ahead, man.
Play it.
I will. Just gotta find it first.
I can't talk until you play it. Thank you. I get on the internet yesterday. And what do I see? But the bane of my existence has risen from the grave and come back to life.
What is happening here?
I thought we were over all this pocket monster stuff.
thought it was done with. I thought it was an late 90s, early 2000s fad, and we were beyond. I thought it had gone the way of the Pog, or the Erector Set. I thought this was one and done, but no. History has proven me incorrect once again. It's back.
Yeah.
Now, all of my friends, all of my friends, are commenting on a video I posted of you guys. My buddy Will, one of my greatest friends of my life, is trying to convert me to some Team Blue.
Nice.
He's on a team?
At first, I thought it was something serious.
Could you ask him how he gets on a team?
It's not. It's a Pokemon thing.
I don't know how to get on a team yet. I'm only a level 3.
So anyway, now this is my life. I get to deal with all of my loved ones walking around staring at their phones for some reason other than social media, which I was used to because I'm guilty of that.
I love my mama!
She's probably playing Pokemon too. I'm going to be there when you guys fall in the fountain. I'm going to be there filming.
Tail, here's the thing, man. We'll continue to play the Pokemon Go after the show or even during the break. But when we're on the air, there's rules set in place. And the rule is that you cannot play games during the show. Now, how many times has Steve-O broken that since he downloaded
it? Why don't you ask him right now, because he's literally breaking the rule.
What?
Yeah, I know.
And Dex, I would like to point out, if I look at your phone right now, I can see your stupid avatar walking around.
Well, because I said we were talking about Pokemon. No. So that, okay,
you're breaking your own rule.
All right, here's the thing. Sorry I included you into this, but I would like to put in a rule as if you get caught during the show playing a game on your phone. Here's what I want.
Well, wait. Define game, because technically
game.
Pokemon isn't a game.
No, it's any
game. It's an augmented reality.
Any sort of app.
Where you are catching something for life.
You know what I'm talking about. Here's what I would like to throw out there. If Steve-O is caught playing any sort of game on his phone again during the show, then we get to throw it out to the Starmie. They get to text in what the punishment should be, and at the end of the show, you get punished. We pick, and Teo and I get to choose.
I have to defend myself quickly. Somebody said Teo played Atari on Google Image months back. I did play that one time.
He did, that's true.
Well, also, this person says something about the Spider-Man game. You guys got to understand, I don't ever actually play these games.
Yeah.
I look at them and I'm like, that looks cool.
He's come
that's
over
true.
And like,
Teo, he's the real deal.
The only games I play are manipulating people.
Yeah.
We got to chime in from California.
I'm doing all of you right now.
On the live line saying the solution is to put your phone away and be part of society.
Mm-hmm. Be a part of the show.
Yeah.
There's got to be discipline. There has to be a punishment. If you break the rule, there has to be something in place. And that is for all of us.
Someone just chimed in and said, amen, Teo. You're right. Sick and tired of everyone having to pay the consequences of dorks that make bad decisions.
I got another email. Good morning, Teo. Just want to get your feedback on the new format for the morning Pokemon. How are Beans and Panda doing? Hopefully Jay Danger and Mama are doing well. They are. Beans and Panda are great.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. So who can I file a complaint against you guys? I have a bunch of grown men walking around the fire station trying to find Pokemon now and not doing any work.
Way to go. Look at what we started.
Wait, what kind of Pokemon can you catch at the fire
Don't
station?
Don't answer this,
I just
please.
Need to know.
Is
and which Pokestop? Fire station can
Is
we go
Pokestop?
Over there? Is it considered a Pokestop? I will totally go hang out at your fire station.
Actually, I think it is because these guys are walking around. I couldn't figure out what they were doing. You know what I mean? I walked out there. I was like, what the heck are you guys doing?
This.
They're walking around.
They're getting exercise.
I didn't know, dude. It's just weird and crazy.
No, it's good.
The one less thing to like drive me nuts now.
Well, hey, man.
But
if
thank you guys
if you can't
very much.
Him, join
You're
him.
Welcome.
And hopefully You're I don't get addicted welcome. Now because it looks really fun.
It is fun. No. God bless you. Thank you for your service
That's
to
amazing.
Our community. And catching Pokemon everywhere. By the way, somebody on the live line just chimed in and said, you know what? Being part of society is overrated.
Yeah.
Gotta catch them all.
Hey, man, you get exercise, you're actually getting up off the couch.
Yeah, I got to travel 5 kilometers so that this incubated egg will hatch.
You know what I just found
five
out?
5 kilometers!
You know what I just found out?
Huh.
If you guys come to Bear Canyon today, there's Pokemon there.
What?
Yeah.
Huh? Mm.
Just found that out.
No kidding.
Wait, is Bear Canyon a Poke Gym?
Poke the Bear.
There's,
no kidding.
It's got to be
the Poke Bear Gym.
That's got to be legit.
I mean, so it should be.
You guys, you just come with me, okay?
I'm actually looking into Albuquerque as we speak to check some of these Poke Stops.
And oh, yes, now you poke
Calvary
the bear.
Albuquerque is a Poke Stop.
I'm kind of worried because one of the coaches at Bear Canyon posted something on Facebook about this yesterday. Dylan posted, well, I've lost. He was like, he's gone. He's gone. I don't even know what he said because he's gone. He's into this game.
He's so immersed that he's just gone.
Let me read you his status.
Oh, no. This is
one of my CrossFit coaches. I'm going to read you his. Oh my
Pokemon
goodness!
Is taking the
How many are there? Okay, there was one. He put up something about pegboard, which is this new thing. And then he he says, "And I have zero free time now." And he put up a picture of this Charmander. Wow. The next status: drive by Pokestops.
Yeah.
Oh, which one does he get?
Yeah, where'd he go?
I can't tell you where I'm not gonna tell you where he went.
What's his name?
No!
What?
Huh?
Guys, this is an infection. This is the beginning of the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, pretty sure. Pretty sure.
Yeah. We've turned into zombies.
I'm upset at all of you. Every single one of you.
Oh, no. The punishment for playing a game during the show should be that the person has to eat the Filipino delicacy called balut. Nope. I will never. I will die. I would throw up.
He'd throw up yesterday.
So there you go. We got a new rule. You get caught, punished. There's a punishment.
But the punishment has to fit the crime.
Well, the two people that catch the criminal get to decide.
Yeah.
What the punishment is.
I think the punishment should be jogging laps around this Pokestop. Or Calvary, I mean. No. Just jogging laps. Got to get to 5 kilometers.
No.
Just jogging, man. Sound you know good, how guys? Much I hate jogging.
Sound good?
Oh, it'd be terrible.
We're going to put it into effect?
Oh, so awful.
All right, sounds
Wait,
good.
When does it go into effect?
Right now.
Oh, no.
Right now.
Okay.
It's into effect.
All right.
All right. Got to move on. Big and better things.
Yeah.
There's something you wanted to talk about. You said we needed to talk about.
Well, I've talked about the battery life of...
No, besides Pokemon, there was something else I thought. Oh, we're just about 5 minutes away from the big announcement.
Yeah, we are. That's of utmost.
It'll be a little bit longer importance. Than that. It'll be our first break when we come back in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, for everybody chiming in, wanting to know the winner of the Star 88 Staycation... Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we will announce the big winner of this massive giveaway.
I'm excited, man. I'm really excited.
I'm not.
Teo's got some headlines. We'll finish those out.
We're also going to talk about, you know, with Pokemon Go, all these people walking around, staring at their phones, not paying attention to real life. We're going to talk about how that did not work out for one Tesla auto driver.
Oh, yeah. Now you want to bring in the future.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
Lay it on us, bro.
Okay. It's Friday.
Ooh, the punishment should be that you have to erase the game and restart.
No.
That's a stout punishment.
That's a good one.
Ooh. That does not fit the crime. That is
that
way too harsh.
That fits the crime. Just
maybe three
that
strikes.
Is a terrible idea.
Three strikes. You got to do that.
I like that.
That's pretty hardcore.
I like that.
I hate that.
Three strikes. You have to delete the game and restart. New email, whatever, like the whole shebang.
All right, when we come back, we'll announce the winner for the staycation. Hang on.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao on Star 88.
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
Three. Good morning.
High today of 99.
It's an accident on the transition ramp. Eastbound Paseo, southbound 25. Look out for that. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Thank you for joining us this morning, Starmy. So this past Saturday, we were at Isotopes Park for a freedom celebration. It was such a great time. There was thousands of you guys out there. Just thousands. Sold out. Four King and Country threw down an amazing show. There was fireworks. An amazing, amazing talk from Skip Heitzig. Almost 600 people gave their lives to Christ. Battle Drums Worship was there. Hawk Nelson. We did the Evening Invasion for a couple hours. And we also got a lot of you entered into this contest.
Yes. The staycation.
A staycation.
A lot of you, hundreds of you entered in. And only one can win. It is time to announce the winner of the staycation. Steve-O.
Posting it right now to their Instagram. Shout out to GMore505. You are our staycation winner. I'm going to their... Greg Moore is the name.
Greg Moore, everybody, is the big winner.
You did it.
You're a big winner of the staycation. Love it.
One stipulation, if we find out you're playing Pokemon Go, you lose the prize.
Oh,
no.
Man.
I don't
see tough, that. It's a tough world we live in. That's the way it goes.
So does he have like 30 minutes, and if we don't hear from him, we'll
move on to the next? Oh, that's terrible. No, okay. Because we did not put that in the...
I know, I was kidding.
Okay, gosh.
You have 5 minutes, Greg.
No,
that's
fine.
I'm starting
that's
the clock
true.
Right Earth now. Minutes. That's how we should have done it.
Yeah. It's a good thing we're not going by Mercury minutes.
Mm.
Better than a cheater friend. That's it? That's how
it?
We're doing
what?
It?
What?
That was it.
All right.
That's it, man. Well, I have
G-more
no phone number.
GMore505, I know.
We have a name and we have an Instagram. That's it. But heck, hey, that's how this contest rolls. So now we roll on to the next thing. Should've known better than to cheat a friend. Wasted chance that I'd been given.
So I'm never gonna dance again. The way I danced with you. Sorry, guys. 99 Subaru, my tape deck. It's just been doing that lately.
It is time to jump into some headlines.
Here we go! Oh!
In theaters this week, The Secret Life of Pets.
Yes!
Oh, man.
It's rated PG. Louis C.K. plays a dog who gets in a fight with Eric Stone Street, the new dog his owner rescued from the pound. They end up getting picked up by animal control and have to work together to find their way back home.
Mm.
We've got a trailer.
Yeah, we did. Let's watch
it.
No,
I don't.
I'm Max.
Shush.
And I'm the luckiest dog in New York because of her.
I gotta go. See you tonight.
She's back.
Hey, Maximilian. I have some big news. Max, this is Duke. He's going to be your brother.
Chloe, I got a bad situation. Katie brought home a psychopath from the pound. I don't even have a bed now.
This looks awesome. This just looks good.
You love it?
We can't see anything. It's just audio.
No, it looks great.
Oh, gosh.
Ellie Kemper is the owner. Kevin Hart is a rabbit named Snowball who breaks them out of the animal control truck. And Dana Carvey is an old dog on hind wheels leading all the other pets in the building on a search for their missing friends. Secret Life of Pets opens today.
It's gonna do well. I have a good feeling.
Think
about
so?
It.
Oh yeah. I asked Beans about his secret life, and he wouldn't tell me for some reason.
Do you think they'll come out with a Secret Life of Cats?
Cats are in this movie.
But the cats just be all cats.
Okay. Are these the five worst songs to reach number one ever?
Hit me.
The Phoenix News Times put out a list of the 16 worst songs to ever reach number one.
Can we guess?
Of course, it's subjective depending on your taste and meaning. If you have questionable taste in music, you might actually like these songs.
Mm. Wait.
Top five.
Wait. Spice Girls.
Mm. No.
Dang it.
Top five.
Barbie Girl.
No. Dex, go ahead.
I already know that.
Macarena.
Macarena is number
four. No way! Oh, wait.
Now, can you tell me how long Macarena was number one?
Oh, gosh. I don't want to know.
It was like 1996.
See, I don't know this. I didn't already read this.
12 weeks.
I'm going to say 20 weeks.
14 weeks.
14? Okay, wait. What was that Lou Bega? Tanya.
Mamba number five.
Mamba number five!
Not in the top five.
Dang it!
Yeah, not in the top five.
Wait.
I disagree with number five.
Really?
Straight up.
Okay, then it's All Star by Smash Mouth.
Nope, it was number one for 5 weeks.
Number one for five
in 1993.
Weeks. Oh. PM Dawn.
Play it, Dex.
I would do anything for love.
Are you serious? Meatloaf?
I would
get a meatloaf.
Man. Be careful, Meatloaf. You don't want to collapse.
No. His story is incredible. Yeah, number five, I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that. Meatloaf, 1993. It was number one for 5 weeks. Number four, The Macarena, the Bayside Boys mix by Los Del Rio, 1996. Number one for 14 weeks.
Wait, who did you just say?
Macarena.
Macarena, okay. Los Del Rio.
Oh, I thought you said Los Lonely Boys. And no. I'm like, yes! How far is heaven? That song is dumb.
Number three. What is number three?
Top worst songs. Aqua.
Nope.
No, that's the Barbie song, huh? can I have a hint? Year? Can I have a year?
2006.
Ooh. 2006.
Yeah, just having a bad day right now, guys.
Cisco.
No.
What?
Oh. I'm having a bad day.
You had a bad day.
That's Cisco. By Cisco.
Daniel Powder. Number one for 5 weeks. This bad day song.
Tell you no lie.
Oh gosh.
That's how I feel since Pokemon Go came.
Pool Boy says a Love Shack B-52s.
Nope.
Guys, this next one is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Wait, what year? What year?
I don't even know.
Terrible years. I don't know why that.
It's T.O.
T.O.'s going to have to look it up.
It's T.O. Number two.
What year?
1985. Number one for 4 weeks.
Eddie Murphy.
Nope.
My party all the time.
Nope.
My girl was party all. The happy song.
Nope.
Don't
worry, be happy.
Yes, don't worry, be happy.
Nope.
Ah. 1985. I was a child. I don't know.
Play 1985.
It, don't you remember? We built this city.
Oh, yeah.
We built this city on rock
right here,
and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city.
Okay.
We built this city. My starship.
Rock and
1985, number one for 4 weeks. What's number one? This could be, depending on your opinion, the worst song to ever hit number one.
Pretty bad.
It was number one for 4 weeks, also in 1985.
I don't think anybody would ever guess this one.
Wait, 1985?
Mm-hmm.
But you guys like it?
No.
Do you like it?
I don't like it.
Oh, you don't like it? 1985, what movies were big in 1985? I was a child.
Should we give him a hint?
Yes! Give me a hint.
Supergroup. We're talking the biggest supergroup of all time.
Yep.
The Jackson
came together.
Five?
They came together. They united.
Oh, it's the world one.
Play it.
We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Number one for 4 weeks.
There's a choice we're making.
I like this song.
Yeah, we know you do.
It's true. We make a better day. Just you and Steve.
Where's Willie? Bring in Willie.
Well, send him your heart.
Ah, you picked the wrong part.
So Willie? Know that someone. Will,
and their lives,
you're up.
Will be stronger and free.
Yeah, Willie Nelson with them harmonies, yo.
The most successful effort from, or American effort from, the charity record, USA for Africa, instigated by Pepsi vendors Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson, supposedly asked all participants to check their egos at the door.
That's right.
But in truth, you can tell everybody actually spent the rest of the session trying to figure out how to make their one line stand out above everybody else.
Was Prince there? I don't think Prince was there, was he?
I don't know. If egos were indeed being checked at the door, why are there veritable stars like Smokey Robinson, Lindsey Buckingham, Harry Belafonte, the Pointer Sisters, Waylon Jennings, forced to sing background like Dan Aykroyd?
Yeah, that was...
That's a good point.
Did they arrive too late? Maybe miss out on the pizza?
You need to leave the ego at the door.
Yeah, okay, here's a question from the live line. Why are these considered the worst? They have to give some sort of criteria.
Because they're bad songs.
They're bad songs.
But they're
songs.
Not!
Yeah, they are. They're all bad.
Except for the Meatloaf song. They're
we
all
Are
bad.
The World was dope.
Nope. Mm-mm. This was the dope.
Don't you remember?
Yeah, exactly. We built the city on rock and roll.
You want to hear some of the other ones?
Yeah.
Starting back at number 16. Let me start
at 100.
Just give me give me a little scroll time, okay? I need a little scroll time.
Start at 99.
Number 16 was
Who made this list?
Rolling Stone.
The Phoenix. No.
Okay.
It's the Phoenix.
Gosh, Dex, you're a liar.
Number 16 was
guessed.
Every Rose Has Its Thorn by
Pearl. Oh, that's a good one.
Rose
Has Number
one.
Its Thorn.
For 3 weeks in 88. Number 15,
just like you,
which I think should be bumped on up
has
there.
Has this done?
With Arms Wide Open by Creed.
Whoa. That's weird because I was literally just singing that.
Number one for 1 week. It was only 1 week.
Walking down the hallway.
Sugar Shack from Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs back in 1963.
Ooh, I love that song.
I'm your Sugar Shack, Sugar Shack, Sugar Shack. I have never heard that song before in my life.
Up,
did you just make that up?
Yeah.
That's the how it goes. I'm your Sugar Shack.
I believed you. I really thought that was the song.
Number 13, Steve-O's favorite song, Cats in the Cradle by...
And the Silver Spoon, little boy blowing the man on the moon. When the coming gnomes ever don't know when, we'll get together there.
It says it was number one for 1 week in 1974, and I think that's because after that 1 week, everybody was like, oh my gosh, this is the saddest song I've ever heard.
Yeah.
This is miserable.
That's pretty sad.
Okay. Yeah. Number 12, Freak Me Baby by Silk, 1993.
Freak Me Baby. Oh, yeah. I know way too many of these. Except Sugar Shack, apparently. Sugar Shack! Sugar Shack! Whoa! Yeah!
Number 11, Billy Don't Be a Hero.
Huh?
Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
Nope.
Billy Don't Be a Hero.
Never heard this song.
Number 10, Informer by Snow.
Oh, That
song was number one for 7 weeks.
What?
Wow, 7 weeks in 1993.
So bad.
Number 9 was Can't Help Falling in Love by UB40.
Oh, love it. Okay, but that was a classic Elvis track.
Number 8, You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone.
Nope.
Number 1 for 10 weeks. Number 7, Ebony and Ivory, Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder. 1982.
Why are these bad songs?
And number 6, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
It's a good one.
No.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely.
Come on.
Turn around.
Every now
and then. I wish you'd quit playing Pokemon and give me my friends back, please, oh Lord.
Turn around.
You're never gonna get your friends back because they're all stuck in some alternate reality.
Turn around.
Maybe we'll get lucky in the fall in the fountain and I'll film it for the world to see.
Turn around. Bright eyes.
Please, Lord, let my friends just fall into the fountain. Keep going.
No!
Keep going.
Okay, turn around. Bright eyes.
Lord, just give me this one thing. Let Steve-O fall into the fountain. Please.
No!
That was a prayer from the heart.
Oh.
Total prayer from the heart.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
He has the voice of an angel.
Thank you.
What number are we at?
We're done.
That's okay. It.
Good.
Are we done with the show yet?
Nope.
Good grief.
Next.
When is
what
the show?
What about Ice Ice Baby?
When is
somebody
the
on the
show?
Live line says, where is Vanilla Ice? Ice Ice Baby, come on.
Vanilla Ice Ice Baby is...
a jam?
Yeah, it's the best song ever written.
All time.
Everybody knows it.
Gosh.
It said ding, 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 ding.
Oh my difference. Gosh. Somebody on the live line just had to remind us to call Buck.
What?
It's his birthday, guys.
Yeah, I know. I
Buck
have it on the
birthday?
Schedule here.
You have it on the schedule, really?
Yeah,
you scheduled him for like almost the end of the show?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We had a busy show.
Go out on top, man.
A busy show. We interviewed Shannon.
We can't call him right now, okay? We got stuff to do. Tails right in the middle of his headlines.
Thank you. Gosh, I wish that I could be respected.
Back to you, Tay, in the newsroom.
Do you ever feel old?
Yeah.
Prepare to feel older.
Oh, good.
Mbop is almost 20 years old.
Oh!
The youngest Hanson brother is 30.
Yeah.
Tell him, Hanson.
You know who does work with the Hanson boys? Our boy Jeff Gilbert from California.
That's a pretty good song.
We got a clip here of Zach Hanson talking about playing Mbop almost 20 years after it came out.
We have never run from our past, so we definitely still sing Mbop. You know, when we do concerts, we play old songs. I mean, next year will be 20 years since Mbop was released.
Gosh.
It'll be 25 years since we started the band. So there's a lot of music that we play. You know, when you go play a concert, it's getting to be hard to make a set list. To, you
yeah.
Because there's so many songs. But you still play old stuff. You still play stuff like Mbop.
Yeah, people want to see you and they want to hear the hits, man. They want to hear that radio song.
Okay, here's a question. They said that it's hard to write a set list. Name me one other song by Hanson.
Where's the Love?
Okay. Youngest guy in the room. Other guy? Okay.
I'll be back.
I can't, I just realized I can't even tell whether or not either of those are real, because I don't know Hanson.
Shoop, baby, shoop.
No, those.
I feel like that was a different group.
Come at me.
These are not real.
Recently set up.
Wait, are you describing your
all
life?
All Hansons.
Are you naming Hanson songs?
All Hanson songs.
Let me play you something that came out in 2010, because I want you to hear how good these guys actually are.
Okay.
While I gave you love, you know it. So when did you outgrow it? Inside that you would find another man. You've been out there shaking. When you get home, you think I'll be the bigger man. Hey, well, I've been thinking about something.
Yeah, that's good.
I've been thinking about something other than you.
Those are brothers?
That's them.
I know your reputation.
This is Hanson. Because what you guys don't know is those guys are incredible musicians.
They don't look anything like they did.
They're incredible. And everybody wrote them off with Mbop. They still have one of the craziest fan followings
band. Yeah, they got 2 million views on that song.
These guys still have fans that will follow them around the country all summer to go see every show.
Did you guys ever have that in Waverly?
No.
Okay.
We were lucky if we had anybody say, hey, there's a band playing here.
House of Heroes?
Yeah, they have some.
Okay. That's pretty good, man. I'm going to need to buy that record.
Okay. Thank you, Hanson. Mbop is good grief. 20 years old. Okay, random facts for Friday. Who's ready?
I'm ready.
Play the music. Ronald Reagan was the oldest president by a lot. He was almost 78 when his second term ended. The next closest president in age was Dwight Eisenhower. He was only 70 when his term ended. Donald Trump is 70 right now.
Wow.
No kidding.
So if we don't luck out with that asteroid and he gets elected president, theoretically he could pass Reagan if he makes it two terms.
Oh, man.
Ooh, there was a mosquito. I don't want mosquitoes around me.
The U.S. Merchant Marines had the highest casualty rate of any branch of the military in World War II. One out of every 24 Merchant Marines was killed. We call chicken and turkey legs drumsticks because it wasn't polite to say the word leg at the dinner table in the 1700s and 1800s.
Wow.
Thighs and breasts were called dark meat and white meat back then for the same reason.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Your face is interesting.
Your face is uninteresting. It is plain, and I don't like it. A guy in Vermont was pulled over for doing 100 miles an hour on Monday. He was wearing a shirt with Will Ferrell's character Ricky Bobby from Talladega Nights. So it's fitting. The shirt fit really well, is what I'm saying. You got to picture him. Off Bug Spray is going to be an official sponsor at the Olympics next month.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they'll be selling it all over Rio to help people avoid the Zika virus.
Good. But it doesn't work, man.
You got to rethink this whole thing from their perspective. Because, you know, they're going, guys, this is our year. Mm-hmm. This is a miracle. Off has never had a chance like this. Ever.
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 And that's all of my random facts for today.
Coming up, we're going to talk about why the future is not so certain and
he's not done with his news, man.
No, he's done.
The future is definitely so. It's going
to
happen.
I mean, it is going to happen, but future technologies and Back to the Future, we're not as close as we think we are.
Yes, we are.
We're in it, man. We live in it, bro.
Yeah. Let's talk.
Let's do some local news. And then we got to go to a break, right?
Yeah.
Many of the animals housed at the Albuquerque Biopark Zoo got tasty frozen treats from zookeepers Thursday.
That's cool.
To help them stay cool in the summer heat. Senior Albuquerque zookeeper Jen Erickson prepared a tasty treat for the seals of chopped raw fish.
Oh.
While it may not look too tasty to you, it's like a gourmet meal to the seals. This is the main portion of their diet, said Erickson. In fact, she says this is something they probably really look forward to. Stick a whole fish worth in each bucket and then we'll fill it with the water, said Erickson. Then they go into the freezer to become the most delectable popsicles imaginable, again, to a seal.
Yeah.
Would you guys eat a popsicle that was made of fish?
Mm-mm.
We're going to try it.
No.
Yes, we are.
No.
Yes.
No, you can feed it to the polar bears.
No, you can eat it. You will eat it, and it'll be good.
Ugh. They always do that on Deadliest Catch.
Do they?
Yeah.
They eat the fish?
Yeah, it's one of those initiation things when they have a greenhorn that comes in. They make them eat the chum. So they take frozen fish
really?
And they put it in a grinder and they chum it up.
Yeah.
So they can put it in the crab pots. And one of the things they have to do is like eat the raw fish. Yeah.
Mm, tasty. Has anybody ever gone,
guys, we've got a real question on the live line. Yeah. Like a dire need.
Okay.
Okay, guys, I need some Star Wars help. What are the names of Luke's aunt and uncle he lived with, and what was his uncle's job?
He was a moisture farmer Tatooine.
Yes, and it was Ben and Beru.
Wow.
Yeah, Uncle Ben.
Good.
Yeah.
I didn't even have time to get my Star Wars music.
Yeah, I mean, Uncle Owen. Uncle Owen! Oh, my gosh, it was Uncle Owen. Uncle Ben is Spider-Man. Sorry, my nerd wires got crossed for a second.
Yeah. Owen and Aunt Beru.
Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru.
Were they trying to see if you guys knew the answer, or?
I don't know. They said they needed some Star Wars nerd help.
Someone texted us and said, I will come to see you.
There's something called
or I
Google.
Will come to you.
Google.
What?
Someone threatened.
Yeah, I know. I think that's a Hanson song. They were guessing Hanson songs.
I will come to you.
No, I think they were saying they're going to show up here.
Wait, but here's a question.
That's probably a Pokemon threat.
If seals live in the water, why do they need to get cooled off?
Because here at the zoo.
Gotcha.
It's hot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just saying. That was a live line question. Don't get all over me.
Steve-O, use your brain.
We announced our big winner for the staycation. Greg Moore is the big winner.
G-Moore 505!
Mr. Greg Moore.
Yeah.
We need you to reach out to us. Didn't you tag him on Instagram?
I did. I tagged him on Instagram. We posted the photo so that everybody can see it. He got 17 likes on his photo. Sweet photo.
Cool. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the future of cars.
Oh, not so future.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
What's going on in the news today?
FBI Director James Comey reiterating to members of Congress he found no evidence Hillary Clinton lied to the FBI, and he wanted to make one thing clear.
The decision was made and the recommendation was made the way you would want it to be.
Two meetings for the likely GOP presidential nominee in Washington, one with House members, a second with senators.
Trump fielded questions from lawmakers. Many have yet to embrace Trump, claiming the presumptive GOP nominee is not conservative or uses hateful language.
Ride-hailing service Uber says it struck a deal with the city
of Philadelphia to operate legally during this month's Democratic National Convention and through the summer.
Bill Cosby's attorneys wanted a chance to cross-examine his sex assault accuser before going to trial, in essence asking for another preliminary hearing. The judge in the case in Norristown, Pennsylvania, said no.
In the wake of two fatal police shootings this week involving black men, President Obama issued a statement saying, "We've seen tragedies far too many times.
We should be able to step back, reflect, and ask ourselves, what can we do better so that everybody feels as if they're equal under the law?"
A hacking attack against hamburger chain Wendy's was more extensive than initially revealed. The fast food company says hackers were able to steal customer credit card and debit card information at more than 1,000 of its U.S. restaurants.
Yo, you mean to tell me that hack attack, it wasn't just a Wendy's stack hack, it was a double stack hack?
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Wendy's fan out here.
Send the Joker to the thief.
They may have completely ripped off All Along the Watchtower, whatever this is.
Well, yeah. It's called a remix.
Guys, I've just posted another video on my Facebook.
Okay.
Pokemon Go is getting worse.
It's not.
Worse by the hour.
On the air.
It's getting better. I just caught an Abra. He was my favorite. Oh.
Who is Ram Valdez?
That's Ron Baldy.
He says, "Quit being a Sally and get in with the times." And then I looked at his profile picture, and it's from Beauty and the Beast. So I said, "Quiet, Beauty and the Beast."
He owns a pink Subaru. But it's actually kind of a cool thing because he did it for
He wants me to hide your phone. He says, "Do me a favor, hide Dex's phone because he will be hooked like bad. He will talk about it non-stop on his page. Hide it, save him."
That's not true.
Good thing you waited till the very last segment of our morning show.
We had a busy show.
I mean,
it was really busy.
We'll let you do this. This is your old
really
work
busy
wife
show because
you start it.
Dumb poking.
Hey man,
your ex-work wife. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, you know, just calling to wish you a big happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
bud. Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
I would like to point out that I mentioned in the 6 o'clock hour that...
He can't hear you, Steve-O. Sorry.
Yeah, mic off. Your mic's
Turn
weird.
My mic off. Okay.
He's trying to take credit for the fact that he thought I forgot your birthday when, in fact, I didn't because I have a smartphone. It notified me that it's your birthday.
Did it really?
And how long we've been doing the show together? 13 years?
Long time, yeah.
So, yeah. There you go.
Hey, Buck, what level are you on Pokemon Go?
What?
Pokemon Go. I know
Buck,
you love video games.
No, Buck.
Don't.
Oh, just a gamer.
Buck will love this game.
Don't do this.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Tell
I'm
him, Dex.
I'm playing CRF drag racing right now.
Exactly.
Man.
Tell
Buck.
Him. Tell him, Dex.
Don't get sucked into the...
No. Listen, you get sucked in because you work in real estate, which means you travel around the city all the time. Pokemon Go is the latest and greatest app.
Nope.
It's free, and you actually catch Pokemon in real life.
You're turning me into some kind of crazy person.
Okay, maybe a little, but I will tell you it's a lot of fun. Am I right? Okay.
Is this anything like hunting for snipes? Because
yes,
I have a feeling you're trying
exactly
to get one over
is.
On me.
No, I promise you. Here, you know what?
But
because we're friends,
Buck,
I'm going to send you the link to the App Store
it's
right
me,
now.
It's me, Teo. I'm trying to help you on your birthday. Don't listen.
I appreciate that.
Don't listen to either of these guys. They both love Pokemon.
Yeah, you know, my son, when he was... Man, when did we get married? I think he was 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And he loved Pokemon. So just the fact that a 12-year-old loves Pokemon, I think I'll probably pass. But I really appreciate the offer.
Buck, it has nothing to do with liking or hating.
Ram Paldi loves it.
It's really actually kind of a fun game.
It's pretty fantastic.
And you get to exercise. You get to get up and walk.
Yeah, you actually get out and do things. I got to walk 5 kilometers today so that I can incubate an egg and hatch a Pokemon. I mean, what's more amazing than that?
That sounds like a lot of work and something I'm really not interested in.
I'll tell you what it's not. It's sure not building legacies.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's not building legacies. You know, I'm building legacies right now as we speak.
Yep,
well, I mean, I'm actually standing out in the back
patio, but yeah, uh-huh. as we speak, legacy.
Beautiful right. legacy. So. Just building them.
What are you doing for your birthday?
Chuck E. Cheese, my birthday!
We're not going to Chuck E. Cheese. We are actually going to the chef's celebration dinner at Los Poblanos.
Oh, what? Wow. Hey, somebody's fancy. Making money in real
that's
estate,
better than
am I
Pokemon.
Right? Dude, it cost me too much money to drive by Los Poblanos.
Yeah, they charge.
Gosh.
How badly do you need a personal assistant?
You know what? I actually have a woman named Helen who is she's my transaction manager / assistant.
Yeah.
And I love her because I'm not the most organized person in the world, but she is.
Right.
So, you know, and I pay her handsomely for that.
Are you sure you want to trust a woman with all that responsibility?
Oh,
because I could totally be.
Okay.
I can do this.
Well,
no, as a feminist, I know what I'm talking about.
At Star88.fm.
I know what I'm talking about.
Buck, you don't have an iPhone, so I'm going to stop sending you this Pokemon.
I do have an iPhone.
You do?
I just don't have iMessage on. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to send
smart man.
Okay. Smart man.
Yeah.
Smart. All right. Well, good. Well, happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate the call. I was wondering, I woke up this morning, and I was like, I wonder if my friends are going to call me this morning, meaning you guys, and we did.
We were planning on it in like the 6 o'clock hour, but it kept getting away from old Dexter there.
It's because of the Pokemon.
Yeah, we interviewed Shannon. She sings Let the Music Play, you know?
Seriously, did you really?
Yeah, we did. That took precedence over calling and wishing you a happy birthday, according to Dex.
We had a really busy
She's
show.
Got a new single and a purpose.
She's got a new single.
Hey, big show.
Hey, man, the offer's still out there. Dude, Snow's bass player is available for interviews. I can make it happen.
That would be, we were just talking about Snow.
Let's make it happen.
Thank you for informing us of
talking
that.
About him.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
That was an incredible birthday song.
Yeah, that was good.
It's for you, buddy.
That was
Thank
good.
Thank you, everyone.
Buck,
hey, if you guys want to invite me to watch that thing tomorrow night, if you're going to be watching somewhere, I don't have anywhere to go.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about UFC 200 for a second.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to talk to Clopez because it's not at my. It's not my
party.
He didn't
want to
invite
yes, you're invited.
I mean, no. I mean, it's not my party.
What do you
to
think about
people?
The whole John Jones? You know, he got tested positive for some steroids, and then you got Anderson Silva jumping on.
Yeah, it wasn't really steroids. So apparently, I actually talked to somebody fairly close to the source, and they said that he was taking a supplement, but it wasn't a supplement that one of his sponsors provided. But, you know, I think that at this level, you know, when you have these guys that are performing at this level, you know, I think what they need to do is just eat fish and chicken and steak and wash it down with broccoli.
Yeah.
You know, okay. I mean, because that's the surefire way to make sure that, you know, nothing like this ever happens. I mean, because you really have to think about it, you know, I mean, financially, the implications for him are, you know, he was probably going to make $3-4 million for this fight.
Mm-hmm. Is it grass-fed broccoli?
Yes, it's grass-fed broccoli.
Cage-free?
One yes,
source?
And it's watered with angel tears.
Okay.
So you know it's safe.
I don't know, man. I've heard those angel tears. They have, like, they have things in them.
So you don't think there's any possibility that this could go away?
No, I don't think it's going to go away. They tested the B sample because when they do these tests, they actually draw two samples and they tested the B sample, and I didn't hear anything about the B sample coming back clean because, I mean, look at the people that are doing these tests. I mean, it's basically it's USADA, and from what I understand, these guys, they are basically like Olympic caliber testers, you know?
Yeah.
So they're going to get it right. And I mean, I think the best that we can hope for him is, I mean, he seems pretty broken up about it. I don't think that what he was taking was done to try to give himself an edge. Mm. I think that he just used bad judgment.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're seeing a lot of these cases happen. Like there's a guy named Yoel Romero who fought recently and tested positive for something, and they ended up reducing his sentence to his suspension from 2 years to 9 months because he was taking something and the ingredient that he tested positive for wasn't listed in the list of ingredients. So,
oh, wow.
So hopefully, I mean, best case scenario for him, you know, it'll end up being like a 6 or 9 month sentence.
Oh,
but
good. Not 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to prove the case, though, too.
Yeah.
So, but you know what, man? Honestly, I'm excited to see Anderson Silva get in there. And
he hasn't even trained in like 3 months, and he's going to jump in there 2 days' notice.
I think DC's going to knock him out.
They probably paid him $1 million to get in there and do that, I'm sure, or something crazy like that. Because I think his contract, he makes like $800,000 a fight or something like that. So, you know, they probably just made him an offer he couldn't refuse. So, you know, but I'm excited about it. You know, I was watching last night. We've had a new lightweight champion, Eddie Alvarez.
Yeah.
Went in there and beat RDA. So, yeah, I'm excited for everything. It's going to be a fun night of fights to watch. So.
Yeah, well, you're definitely invited for sure.
Where are we doing this at?
It's at Steve-O's house. No, it's not at my house. I promise you, it's not at my house.
I'm currently texting the
friend whose house it's at to get the invite, because unlike these jerks, I have respect for other people.
When he was here, he said, bring whoever you want.
My family's
not here, so I need a plus one.
Okay, there you go.
Aaron, would you
like to be Dexter's plus one?
Yeah, well, just text me an address of where to be, and I'll.
But
show
are you
up.
Bringing the family? Because then that's plus.
Okay, I will not be bringing the family. My in-laws are actually babysitting the kids. My wife is going to be studying, so I'm going to be solo.
Okay,
let the music play.
There you go.
Run solo.
Oh man, I guess I'll just go ahead and do this without
his name
permission.
Is Buck. Or wait, no, Aaron.
Now it's Aaron. Yeah, it's he's building legacies, guys.
Aaron
doesn't have time for stupid childish nicknames. He put those behind him, and he is a grown-up now.
Amen.
Changing lives. Am I right?
Just like you guys should do with Pokemon.
He took it to heart. 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I was called Buck. When I became a man, I put away the childish things and started doing real estate. Call me Aaron.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, I really do have to go. I appreciate the call.
Happy birthday, bro.
Happy birthday.
Love you guys.
Love you too, man.
Address. Talk to you later.
Okay. Well, I'm going to invite him now to the UFC 200 hangs and hope I don't get in trouble.
Dude, I'll invite him.
No, too late. I already invited him on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
You just said.
Gosh. Why do you got to make a big deal about it?
Ruining
Clopez
everything.
Said we could bring anybody.
No, yeah. Clopez told me I could bring everybody, and I invited you two crazies. And now all of a sudden
he told me.
No, he didn't tell you. Yes, he doesn't talk to you. You don't even know him. I'm answering the phone. Starmie, hey, what's up?
I'm hanging up on you. You can't do that. You're not allowed to reach over here.
You just hung up on a member of the Starmie. You are not right. You are not right. I think I broke my wrist.
Yeah, because I karate chopped it.
You did. It really hurt.
Yeah, well, now you can't play Pokemon.
Ew.
Sorry, whoever was calling. Call back.
Gosh, I love you.
When I'm ready to answer.
Taekwon, don't do that ever again.
Babe. All right. Gosh. We got to get this. Are we ever going to talk about this car?
No, we should end the show.
We've been teasing it since Monday.
No, we haven't done it.
Oh, what else can we do instead of this?
Well, he's got more headlines instead. I mean, we can definitely do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Then on Monday, we'll talk about the future of cars.
Oh, the phone's ringing.
Well, there you go. Go ahead, answer it. Maybe it's the Starmie member you hung up on.
Uh-oh.
Here, Steve-O. I'll get it. No, wait!
Don't.
Don't do this. It's Dex's job, Steve-O.
Good morning.
Hello. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, update. Ooh. All right. So, we went from... So these grown men walking around catching Pokemon decided to go over here to Calvary Chapel. Okay. Apparently, I'm learning a lot about this game now because it wasn't really my generation. These guys were kids when it was, like, real popular, so it's like they're, like, reliving some kind of memories or something like that. Anyways, apparently they're trying to level up to become... some kind of a 5-level, and apparently there's a gym in the parking lot. I don't even know what that means for this Pokemon stuff.
Yep.
Getting out of control, man.
Pokemon.
Pretty much.
Getting out of control.
No, you're doing a good job so far, sir. By the way, we just got an email from the front desk. There's mini blueberry muffins in the mail room. We got to go over there, like, right now. Also, because I got to check my Poke store, you know, to see if the Poke things.
Oh, I need a muffin.
Dex.
Yeah.
We just got a question on the live line. Can I join you boys to watch UFC 200?
Okay. No.
Sure.
It's already started.
No, okay. Everybody can come.
No, that's not it.
I don't know. I already got my plus one, man.
A 21-year-old woman in Virginia was caught speeding 3 times in less than an hour on Sunday. First, she was doing 93. Then she bumped it up to 97 and then settled on an easy 94.
What?
She got arrested 3 times?
Oh, my gosh.
In horrifying news from Florida, someone in Florida posted a photo of an alligator that climbed into a tree.
Yeah, you guys. Alligators can now climb trees.
Yes, they can. They have evolved.
That's not real. There's no
Soon,
way that's real.
They will be driving cars.
My battery's at 28%, guys. It's going down fast.
Good. Going down, down, in an early
round. Using my charger.
Pokemon going down swinging. A guy from Crystal, Minnesota was driving his van on the highway on Friday morning when a family of ducks started crossing in front of him.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Clearly, he didn't want to be that kind of guy. Kind of dude that would run over baby ducks.
Doop, 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 doop.
So he jammed on the brakes to let them go. Unfortunately, there was a guy driving in an SUV behind him who rear-ended him. That made the SUV spin out. And then another car crashed into him. The two people in the SUV had to be taken to the hospital for injuries.
But how are the ducks?
Fortunately, none of the injuries were life-threatening.
But how are the ducks?
No word yet if anyone's going to be facing charges.
But what about the ducks?
So all of this really makes you wonder, should you stop for
ducks? No, you should never stop for ducks.
Or other animals on the
highway. You should not.
You should not.
No, you plow through those ducks. And you say, man, I'm so sorry.
That was quackers.
Oh, okay.
According to Minnesota State Patrol, you should not.
No.
Basically, they think it's better for you to run them over than put yourself and other people at risk by suddenly braking or swerving.
Yeah, that's insane, dude. I obliterated a coyote on Paseo once, and I felt so bad. I felt so bad,
you
and there's still
person.
A giant dent on the front passenger side of my Subaru.
You basically killed the dog.
But I was going the speed limit. I wasn't speeding or anything. I was in the far right lane, and it was just like, I'm going! And I don't know what happened, and I just, it was like slam on the brakes or try and swerve. There was a car next to me.
Nope.
And so I was like, I've got to just, I'm sorry, dog.
People die all the time, especially in Montana where I grew up.
Yeah.
People die all the time because they swerve and then they roll and they die.
I was very aware of what I was doing and I felt horrible about it for the rest of the day, seriously, because I just felt so bad.
LeBron James messed with a lot of hearts when he left Cleveland and joined Miami.
Yeah.
And then he messed with more hearts when he went back. But I'll tell you what he doesn't mess with. Roaming charges.
Wait, what?
That's right. He won't use his cell phone unless it's on Wi-Fi.
Well, that's
he
weird.
Will not mess.
Guy's worth $100 billion.
He's like Buck.
It's like Buck?
Yeah,
don't
Buck.
Turn on that iMessage.
He doesn't do the iMessage. It's
don't
like,
turn it on.
Come on, guys.
Never turn it. That's how they track you.
That's not how they track you.
A guy
you.
In Pennsylvania offered his roommate some ramen last week, and when the roommate turned it down, the guy punched him and got arrested.
Can't do that.
A guy in Houston, Texas recently posted photos of his wife and his mistress on Facebook with the caption, quote, these two better learn to get along. I work extremely hard and I think I deserve to have everything my little heart desires.
Wait, what?
Not okay, man. Because you know what? You'll get taken to the hotel.
Okay.
Robert De Niro reached a point when he became more interested in money and less discerning in the quality of the movies he was doing. Someone did some analysis, and they figured out that moment came in 2002.
Was it Meet the Parents?
That's what I was going to say. But that was a great movie.
I'll bet you.
Awesome.
I will bet you right now.
Yeah,
I'm going to his
thing.
IMDb. I bet you it's Meet the Parents. Hold on. 2002? Meet the Parents. Boom. That movie came out in Judges. 2000. Crap.
2000.
Darn. That was a good movie.
When was the sequel?
Yeah, let's find out. De Niro.
2004. So you're wrong.
We are totally wrong. Robert De Niro.
De Niro.
Here we go. 2002. It started with...
City by the Sea.
Nah, see, we got to go backwards, man. Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Showtime.
Meet the Parents. These are all terrible.
That's true.
Analyze That was 2002. That was the sequel to Analyze This.
Mm.
That was dreadful.
Guys, it's time to go.
Oh, praise be.
It's time to get on out of here.
Hey, shout out once again to GMore505. Please contact us. You won our Star 88 staycation.
Greg Moore. Thank you, Starmy, for joining us. If you missed the shows this week, they're all up at our podcast, and this show will be up in just a little bit. Hit iTunes, hit Google Play. Just type in Morning Invasion. Big happy birthday to Buck. He's turning 53 years old today.
No, he is not.
Love you, man.
Gosh. You know, somebody earlier was talking about how I'm more knowledgeable in Pokemon than you guys thought.
and it must mean that I'm not as old as you all play me out to be all the time.
You are. You're only 41.
I am not in my 40s.
Yes, you are. Brace it, man. Stormy, love you. Okay, have a great weekend. See you Monday.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.